Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, Mo? That Rose Wave, nigga. You know what it is. It's 108. Southside. No strangers. Yeah. Shit is real out here, baby. About to flood y'all with that Rose Wave, though. But don't forget. I pop your head off. By my side was a song that we made. But it's real life. Niggas getting hit with the Mac or the steel knife. You be forever seven. I'm like whatever's clever. And Black Rose ain't 11 letters, you dumb ass. You know what it is when we want cash. Run up on a nigga four deep, none masked. Some niggas take what they want, some ass, they give it up real quick, man, when that gun flash. Smack his cup over, take all of the bum cash. I don't wanna chase him, he run fast. Getting the dough, infinite flows, ripping the shows, gripping and blow. Dipping the vogue, niggas get low, figures should grow. Bricks in the road, snitching, get a ditch in the road. Flipping the blow, dicking your own, niggas should know that you getting robbed. 108, nigga, it's the mob. And every day we on a different job.
Fucking faggot. It's Black Rose, baby. It's your boy Peso. Your money mo was popping. Three bricks. We got him in the motherfucking studio right now. We gonna shake out. Yeah, my nigga ready. MIA for a minute, we pop it, nigga, let's get it. I'ma rob him for the young shit, stick him for the young style. See me in the streets, I'ma drip it then smile. Y'all ain't homies, yup, y'all ain't homies, you were not dead when I had to beat that case for me. 10 G's landed me a free man, damn, now I'm back on the streets with a plan to expand. Fam, you ain't fucking with this Black Rose plan. The gat loads, Mac blows, niggas like, what you know about this life that I'm living? Niggas think I'm house sitting, I'm just playing my position. Listen, never shit when you sleep, cause niggas creep when you eat. The streets full with deceit, that's why I'm clutching my heat. I guess the way the streets got me is cold and twisted. My attitude is fucked, but my flow's gifted. The bows the pick, just know
money
you shit listen. You slithering snake snitching, you can't snake bitches.
Zip season, volume 3, I want everything. Your wallet, your watch, and even that wedding ring. Nice aim, no telling what the Desi brings. And with the Desi, I can catch you off the devil's strings. I don't talk, you can speak to the West song. We can pump it up like Exxon. All I keep close is my wet bond. I'm over the top like my neck long. No homo, but you homo if you thinking wrong. And the jukers catch jukes off this damn song. He feel that burn in his leg, took his pants off. With this rap shit, he's running like a handoff. This damn boss, I be gone in a tan Porsche. Full speed, hold your chest like a damn cough. This a juke, take that bling in the blame off. Now I'm back in the days like Diane Ross.
Good. It's your boy Ready back in the building. I've been in my A for a minute, but it's all good. I mean, Black Rose, what are you? Simo was good, Famils was good. See my man Bricks back in the building was poppin', homie. Murder what it is, I'm sitting back thinking though.
Right hand on the ratchet, finger on the trigger. Sitting back with thoughts of robbing a nigga. Today is the day I'm trying to clock mad figures. We don't give a fuck what you do at home if you bitter. Cause when we run up, run it, we know you gon' bitch up. Put the gun in your face, faster than you hiccup. Now you trying to switch up, saying he a bishop. Church or no church, homie, you gotta get his shit up. See Mo run his pockets, murder took his wallet. The mill's at the corner, yeah, he looking for them coppers. This nigga standing here frozen up like a comet. But if this nigga run, them bullets coming out the sockets. Now he took his time out to just pray, while his face all sweaty like he ran in a race. Guess he picked the wrong day to roll down on Friday. We took his Rolex, his chain, even his suitcase.
Drinking soda with a straw, but I want one in metal that won't corrode.
Yo, check this out. Here's a silver one.
Wow, a silver straw. Where'd you get that?
At Blado's, Chula.
Blado's has all kinds of helpful accessories. Need to break up oregano in the kitchen? Check out our oregano grinders. Blado's. We make daily habits fun.
Yeah, one of Goofy Bone's favorite stores, Blado's. You better go check them out. They got 3 worldwide locations. Only on the West Coast, though. At 3328 North Foothill Road in Beverly Hills, California. That's 90210. And at 3301 Warner Boulevard in Burbank, California, 91505. And the one that I go to all the time at 1775 Willow Road in Menlo Park, California, 94025.
God damn, all right. Shit. 8 long ass drops. God damn. Motherfucker ever stop talking. Shit, like damn Stevie won a happy birthday song. Jesus.
He's not here.
4 hours long. I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's too damn long. Commercial too long.
Well, you're the one that fucking chose it.
Well, I won't fucking choose it again. I didn't know it was that long.
Hi,
what's
Nelly.
What's up, Miss Attitude No Problem?
I don't have an attitude problem.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
Why is there something wrong with me?
According to your dream or whatever the hell?
That's not an attitude problem. We just had sex in my dream. I just woke up to you having sex with me. I mean, I just dreamt. See?
Called loneliness, woman, and talking to me too goddamn much. That's what it's called.
Not
saying that that's a bad thing or anything. I'm just saying, the common causes of that, yeah. Dry humping the bed and all that good shit. Because you talk to somebody too much. That's what it is. Net be dreaming about me. I know. She be dream about tipping me over and everything like I'm a cow and taking it. Bow, 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 bow.
But, hold on, Nettie Net, it wasn't just about Smelly, though. Oh, my God. It was, it's really weird because Shetty's here. I just dreamt about him, too. And I dreamt about Goofy. And I dreamt about another person as well. I don't know who the fuck he was, though. But we were, I don't know where the hell we were. We were in someone's house, and we were just about to do a show, and we were going to broadcast live from this one place. God knows where the hell it was. And I don't know what the fuck happened. You guys were spraying me with a hose. And I'm like, why are you, like, spraying me with a hose? I'm screaming at you to stop it. And, like, every single door I ran out of, there was one that, like there was you spraying me with a hose. I ran and went outside another door, and there's Goofy spraying me with a hose. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why are you still wetting me for? It was crazy. And then you were like, come over here, let me dry you off. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, so anyway, you were drying me off, and then you did some crazy shit to me, which, like, just blew my fucking mind. And then Griffey's like, wait, he goes, I want some of that. Let me stick my bone in that. I was like, what? And it was really weird, because I would never, ever do this in real life. But it was crazy. I'm not going to get into the rest of it, but I had sex in my dream. And then I woke up and yeah, to this show, and I'm just still freaking out.
Alrighty then.
I had group sex. Everyone was having sex in my dream. Do you know that? Everybody. There was like probably like 10 of us, and we were all on the front lawn of this house. It was like we're a swingers party or something. Everyone's fucking everyone. Oh, funny. Oh,
wow.
My God.
All righty then.
I'm not going to get into any more detail, though, but it was full on, man. I've never had a dream like that in my life. Oh, anyway, good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon.
All that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hey, shouts out to the damn. You don't got me throw the fuck off. Shouts out to Ned and Ned off in the building. Said it, baby, Potter Fresh J. Up off in this mofo flipper. Goddamn Easy Rider. Holding it down in the Deacon Talks. And I hope you ain't talking that holy roly. Not up in here, homie. Not up in here.
What's the Deacon? Who's the Deacon Talks? Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just messing with his name.
Hi, the Deacon Talks. How you doing?
Y'all mess around. You know.
Hi, Easy Rider. Hi,
yeah.
Steady J. Hi, Ned and Ned. I love you all.
Yeah. Well, she's not fucking you. She's fucking me, all right?
Shut up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. I can't believe I did that. I was such a whore. In my dream. I can't believe it. I was just doing the rounds and loving it. Oh my God. Anyway, so
hey, like they say, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Ow! Oh.
Are you serious? Do you really think like that?
No, like, well, it was in the song. Shit. I really liked the song. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta go now. I gotta upload to Snoop. Snoop Dogg. Guess who's back in the month now? With a fat, smelly for your mother mouth. I'm talking about. Ow, pow, 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 pow.
Are you gonna play some Snoop Dogg? Are you gonna play some Snoop Dogg?
Play something.
Nothing, man. Don't worry about it.
All right. Because I'm hearing play something like a dog, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Bug is that?
No. 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 It's okay.
Play something so you can get off? Is that what you say? I can do that now. I can do that. That what you said, right?
Huh?
Oh, y'all, these goddamn ones and fucking ones. Get some call ID to your number.
Listen.
Goddamn baby power fresh J. Tasha,
okay.
I don't know what the hell. No, said it always show up like that. I don't know why.
Oh,
it's
Steady here too. Oh,
yeah. Hey. He's trying to figure out what role he plays. Shit, that's what he's trying to figure out.
What's
wow. Tasha running through the halls, getting skied on. Skate.
Shush.
Oh, sorry. That's my water hole.
Don't kidding me right now. That was real.
Talk to you with your mouth open. That what you just said?
Huh?
Wow. I think that's the best time to talk to you then. Oh, man.
Hi, Steady Jay. How are you, beautiful?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, what?
Best part, the best part of waking up is Tasha in your cup.
I sang that, but, you know. I'm in her cup, so I can't even sing that.
Hey, you both were. Thank you so much. You both were. Even you said, Jay.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
Animal.
I guess you like dark roasted. Love some peanuts.
Okay.
So, it was a damn dream. Shut up. It was a dream.
Yeah.
Sure. Our dreams are what we are, a piece of what we think in our reality.
Oh, my God. Y'all aren't group fucking me when I come over there. Are you kidding me? Hell fucking no.
You're going to be ready to go back once you have city.
Oh my God.
That was the most funniest time I ever had. It was me and my homeboy fucking the same chick. That shit, that was so hilarious. Oh, man.
Okay.
That was funny.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
It is not happening. Scratch that. Out of your damn mind, because it's not happening.
I'm sitting in there smacking on the ass. Pow, 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 take that. And he fucking her now. I was already fucking. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there switching up. I hold out. Pow, take that. Pow, take that. You know what I'm saying? Pow, pow, pow. Yeah, it was exclusive. Straight porn. Straight porn style, baby. Yeah, that's how we do it. Happy birthday, nigga. You already know what time it is. That was his birthday present. Huh? Damn right.
Oh,
nigga,
man.
Exclusive birthday present. Ain't not nan nigga in history ever did that. Shit. Damn right. Smells come still.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Look at what? Hey, take your ass to the damn studio. I couldn't get it out. Show ass to the studio.
Oh my God.
What shit is this?
See, what the fuck? See, this is why I dreamt about all of you. See, because
yeah,
I knew I'm gonna be surrounded. I'm gonna have group sex on the phone with all of you now.
Oh, you're gonna have
group sex
in person. You get here in October.
Oh shit! I tell you what, when Goofy gave me that bone, boy, ooh wee.
That'd be the month after my birthday, so I can get some birthday sex.
You were too fucking cute. Oh, shit. For real, though. Oh, my God. I'm still freaking out. You're going to get worn out.
You'll get worn out in this session. You get worn out.
I can't do that.
I dream about, like, you know, different women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
different and one time. I'm there that before.
That's different. That's,
end up fucking
on.
You. And then sucking somebody else's titties, and then I'm over here fucking somebody else from behind, like my old ex or something, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm smacking the old German chick across the ass that I remember, and then I'm back, and I'm...
Go on.
Oh.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm in the studio right now.
You better be
just,
in the goddamn
I
studio.
Changed,
I need to hear
both
tracks, goddammit. I want to hear both tracks right now.
Actually, I'm going to send you a track right now. I had a brain fart, and I was like, man, I need something to get me out of the motherfucking mood, because I've been up all night, and I thought I'd hear my homeboy smelly.
Seems like everybody having that problem, because I ain't been asleep motherfucking yet. I ain't been asleep since 7 something yesterday, man. Shit.
Oh, my God. Hey, I want y'all to hear a little taste of a song I'm working on right now. So y'all listen. I never thought it could happen.
I want to use the pack and gas to stop. Nigga, that sound like Biggie.
That's just a little something. That's just a song I just made right now.
Motherfucker, that's Biggie. What the hell are you talking about? You sampled
that's
him?
The motherfucking, I used him for my intro. Shit.
You let us hear a goddamn Biggie Smalls intro.
Yeah, that's for my intro. For my new song that I'm going to write right now.
What shit is that?
Oh, come on.
You finna get like four of the first bars or something and shit. You give us some goddamn...
All right, you know what? You know what, biggest, DJ smells so good. I thought I was going to call you.
Hell to the no. That ain't no exclusive shit. Hell to the no.
Oh, you want exclusive, motherfucker? Say you want exclusive.
Exclusive. Four bars right now, the song. First four bars of it right now.
Hold on. I'm going to send. Hold on. Let me send it to you right now.
Oh, he's going to send shit. He's going to send me exactly four bars, too.
No, I'm going to send you a new song, too. Shut your mouth. Shit. Come on, Smelly. Don't get me mad, Smelly. Hey, Teddy, I'm sorry. I forgot to call you back. I was working on a track. Teddy, I'm sorry. Oh,
well,
man. But shoot, man. Hey, next week, man, because the mouse is wanted for the woman, man. Next week, the guys got to take it.
Why? Mouse was the only one that took it?
Oh, yeah. She won for, and she got 4 out of 5 of the questions right, so.
What are these questions?
Oh, Miss Tasha, I love you, baby.
Hi, I love you too, baby.
Every Wednesday night, I'm going to start doing the Battle of the Sexes. There's going to be all these crazy questions about sex. Oh,
well,
who
show that's on?
Oh, that's on mine.
On my
Wednesday late night. So.
Man, y'all don't know nothing about talking no motherfucking dirty sex talk. Y'all a bunch of virgins, man.
Hello. I just told you about my fucking
dream. Who the fuck's a virgin here?
Nah, I talk.
Yes,
I'm talking about my own show.
I ain't talking about my show. I'm talking about his show. You know.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say.
They don't know nothing about getting down and dirty. Is he talking about putting fingers in asses?
I'm a virgin, man.
SOSing? Sucking and swallowing? Any questions like that? That ain't no good show.
Sucking and swallowing. That's all you got. That's all you need to know to start it off with.
Any questions in regards to Greek?
Let's see if anyone of y'all can get it right to the top. Because this really confuses a lot of people. Okay, what month does people lose their virginity in the most?
What month?
February.
Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote down and did a little fucking chart on when I fucking like when I was good and what months and shit. So I'm going to say September.
Okay.
Or the start of fucking summertime.
Oh, you got to pick a month. You can't say they got to pick a month.
July.
February. Okay.
Man, Teddy, just tell us the fucking answer, man.
Hey, I thought see everybody who's going to be right.
Oh. Well, I'm in February, so I know I'm fucking shit. My birthday is
June. June is the exact month.
But that wasn't when I lost.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, that wasn't when I lost my virginity. I'm trying to think when it was. I don't even motherfucking know.
Well, a lot of people, you know what, but hell yeah, your Goofy was close, though, because a lot of people, they kept saying, like, hey, Mouse Peach, February, why'd she say February? Oh, because it'd be hot.
Because it's Valentine's Day, but that don't still necessarily mean you're going to get no pussy on no Valentine's Day. You most likely get a fucking card and some goddamn chocolates, and I see you in a couple of more months when I want to give you some pussy. That's how that works.
Because I broke it down. I was like, you think about it, why that answer makes sense. Because think about it. A lot of people out of school then, and so they got more thinking. They got all this time to think about this stuff in there. It's hot, and they have naked already, so the hormones will be high.
That's true. It was more pussy getting. Actually, it is because after June 8th, this shit's more virgins fucking on graduation day than they ever going to do out of their whole fucking lives. And that falls in June.
Uh-huh. That
falls in June. Yeah, as soon as the more freaky fucks get out of goddamn school, don't know what the hell they want to do. They trying to goddamn fuck everything. So that'd be my best time to hang around the school. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I've had that bitch singing the goddamn Hokey Pokey remix. If you're happy and you know it. But it's 18 and you know it, goddammit. raise your hand.
Yeah, it is 18.
If you're
18
and
you
know it, raise your hand.
No, if you're 18 and you know it, show your ID.
Fuck that. Just show me the diploma, goddammit. Shit.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't even say that because these young punk motherfuckers be graduating at 17 and shit. All early and shit.
Show me your ID. But anyway, Smelly, I'm going to send you a track. I just wanted to stop by and say what's up.
Yeah, man, that's what to do. Appreciate it.
And you got a new track coming your way. So, everybody, shouts out. Hey, the Deacon Talks. Shouts out to the Deacon Talks. And
yeah, he off and down. Hey, Vice Grip said what's happening too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where's
love
Vice Grip
and,
at? Blessed love. You tell that brother I love him, man.
Yeah, he say much love and success on your album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, that's all day. Thank you. Tell him thank you. So, Mr.
All that y'all must got chirp numbers. Same shit I told him. Chirp. The kind of that.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Miss Tasha, that I love you and keep talking sex because one of these days I'm gonna tap that ass.
Oh fuck me! If you do it exactly the way it was in my dream, it's all over.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, a dream is a dream. A dream is a dream.
I know.
Until you get the real thing.
Oh my God. Okay. So, I love you too, baby. I
okay.
love you too.
Y'all have a good day, Smelly. You should have a new track within 10 minutes.
Yeah, all right, that'll work. Peace out, Deke. Deacon got to get up out of here. He leaving. Peace out, homie. Making that cash, making that paper, making that fetty, making that little
shit. Tell IB I said what's up, and if you talk to the sweet friend, sweeten the super friend.
Oh, yeah, Sweet D came through last night. She came to the show last night.
Oh, I need to call IB. You know IB, mother-in-law is in the hospital.
He updated me what's going on. He said she's trying to do better, and they might be checking her off the breathing tube and whatnot.
Okay. Well, my prayers are
call that brother up. You got to call that brother up.
And
But
anyways, I got to get out of here. But,
all right, home stank. I'll let you later on.
I just wanted to send you a new track, Mr. Smell So Good, so you can say, hey, the motherfucker is working. But anyways, I love you, Miss Tasha, and everybody else.
Love you too, baby.
Steady, Smelly.
Everybody. So nice to hear your voice.
Oh, stop it. All right, I got some.
No, please. Okay, bye.
Miss Tasha.
Yes, baby. Hey, Steady, can you sign the card and sign my picture?
I'm doing it as we speak.
And look, there's another link there. There's a picture of me that Jatan put up. Oh, my God. So sweet. And
would everybody please not go sign. I mean, go sign the guest card.
What? Do because there's only 4 days left until they get it. Thank you, Sadie J. You're beautiful.
Yeah, hold on.
I know you've already signed it.
Thank you.
I show love at my photo too because, they posted pictures. They've only posted 3 so far of people that have sent them pictures in regards to what they asked for. And mine was the first one that they put up, and I got love.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, can I speak to the wise one?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm all right.
This is Bill Butterworth from
This is Butterworth company.
Oh my God, I'm finna say damn adult life unlimited and shit. I forgot the whole fucking name and shit. My bad. Motherfucking Teen Life Unlimited. My bad. Shit.
Hey,
how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm trying to overcome this slight tragedy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Juicy came through. You know, you're live on the show, first of all. You know, I ain't want you, you know, be all feeling awkward. But, you know, yeah, you know, calling these choice some trilateral love, you know. Yeah, all man. Right. And so we called and just, you know, Juicy, when we talked to her, she said that your mother or your mother-in-law?
Yeah, my mother.
Okay, yeah, and she had a stroke?
No, she had a heart attack.
Oh, she had a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
But she's doing a little better. She's a bit more responsive, and she opened her eyes yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to talk about when I'm not right there with her, you know what I'm saying, which is normally where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But she's doing a lot better. They just got a couple of more procedures to go through, and if she pulls through that, then we'll be in the clear.
She been stressing lately or something? Or did they say what caused it?
Hard-headed.
Oh, was she on medication and stuff? Oh,
that she refuses to take.
Oh.
And at 77 years old, smoking two packs of cigarettes with a bad heart is not the most feasible thing.
Yeah. Everybody want to be George Burns.
Yeah.
That's like my mom.
But, hey, this is crazy, man. Because you're not supposed to be able to call me. I'm supposed to be able to call you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it's all good, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what real people do, man. Real people supposed to do real things, man.
Smelly, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I am addicted to that BTR family, man, because this is love.
Oh, yeah, man.
You don't find this too many other places. And Tasha, dear,
yes.
You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. Just hearing it.
Sadie J on here too now. Goofy Bone just got off and he said, you know, best and well wishes to your fam. You know what I'm saying? He popped in real quick to speak. You know, he ain't on. He doing his album and stuff, but he heard about it too. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. I want my family to know what's going on.
Yeah. Know that.
You know what I'm saying? So. I got in touch with Juicy. I got in touch with just last night. I got in touch with City. And I got numbers all over my desk somewhere, and I can't keep up with them. You know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't call everybody. But I know it takes one or two people.
Yeah, that's all. That
knows
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
You know, but like I said, man, it's this is a family.
Can't get to everybody. It's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure people will understand. And you're going to be in my prayers, sweetheart, both of you. You and your family, your mom. It's going to be okay.
Well,
I kick her
ass really
smoking,
this.
Man, because my mom smokes as well. I kick her ass every day in regards to it, but she's stubborn as shit. And and it's not healthy, at all. You know, and I'm sure she knows
right
that
now.
But.
Right now, the main thing we're worried about is the fact that during the first 20 minutes to half hour, they had to shock her a couple of times to get her heart going again.
Oh.
You know, and because she was down so long, she wasn't getting enough oxygen to the brain, so they're worried about brain damage and. You know, I mean, it's a heavy load, but sometimes you got to bear it. You know what I'm saying? You got to bear it and keep going. So the brother might be out of commission for a while as far as the show goes. You know, I love my show, and I'm not crazy about missing my show, but this takes precedence.
Know that.
If it was me, I'd try to do my show from the hospital bed, but it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? But this is amazing. I would never have expected this.
Oh, yeah, you know? Man, you know I love brother, but this ain't even a BTR thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just being a good person in life, you know what I'm saying? It's just, we just so happen to meet through BTR, and that's how we connect, you know what I'm saying? But
that's how we were supposed to, you know what I'm saying? That was one of the purposes for BTR, to get us all together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now that we are together, it's up to us to take you where we wanted to go.
Exactly.
But I just wanna give a shout out to everybody, man, let y'all know, man, I really appreciate this, and the love is just tremendous.
Oh yeah.
It really is.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know. Hold on for a second.
Oh my goodness. Oh, sweetheart.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we all on a conference call. I actually calling live from my show to check on Mr. Ivy.
Uh-huh.
And how the family and everybody is doing.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah, this is DJ Smells So Good calling from Tampa, Florida. And I have my co-host on the line who's in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have my other friend of mine that's part of our little group. It's called Trilateral Commission. And his name
uh-huh.
is Steady J, and he's over in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know him.
So you got the whole world, you know what I'm saying, praying for you, you know, and praying for the family.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And
yes.
That's definitely, it's a lot of love, you know what I'm saying, coming from people that don't know you and don't know the family, but
right.
You know that is not the point. You know what I'm saying? The point
right.
is that you do have people out there that's caring about you,
right.
And they're definitely praying for you. So.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully she will get better soon.
Yeah. Trying to talk to her live. On the show. Okay.
That's right.
But yeah, you got a great man now. You know, he's a good,
uh-huh.
very good brother.
Uh-huh.
And he always provides us a lot of insight and comedy. And, you know.
Of course, that's how he is.
Yeah. Except for when I got to compete with him, you know, he think he got you know, the deep voice and everything. You know, I have to go there. I have to go there sometimes, you know.
You know, you have to practice. Practice makes perfect, you know. You know what you do is you when you wake up, you know, you have that deep voice and get on the radio, you know.
No, I did that before.
That's why I'm going to take a nap before I get on Osby Show, so I can compete with
Steady tries it all the time, you know.
So you get your own time sound.
It wouldn't sound the same, though. It wouldn't sound the same.
He does pretty good, though, you know.
Hey,
let's start. What are you doing over there? I'm all sick.
Steady, Jay.
Good.
Yeah.
A little bit deeper, though.
Yeah.
You gotta be a little bit deeper.
There we go.
They're talking about your voice.
Yeah, when I called him, I was playing with him. I said, "Yeah, this is Bill Butterworth from the adult Life Unlimited." I meant to say Teen Life. I was totally off, you know, totally off. But yeah, that's definitely what's up, you know. I mean, total support.
Well, I really, like, again, I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely. You're very blessed to have that brother in your life, so we very blessed to have him, too, so, you know.
Right.
And it's a tragedy, but at the same time, when you have little downfalls in life, you know, this is a good thing that it shows you just how true friends come through for you, so.
That's exactly right.
You know, and we doing our little part.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll let you get back to him, and again, I appreciate all you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for getting on the phone and talking to us. You're live on the radio.
Well, you know, I didn't know I was on the radio until he said something, because, you know, I don't like talking on no radio.
Yeah, you don't do the radio, you ain't the radio.
He's begged and begged me to get on the phone, and I just don't do it. I don't know, I'm the chatter, you know, in the chat room, and I fumble on my words sometimes, and, you know, that's just embarrassing to me, so that's why I don't do it.
Well, you talking now. Too late now, you're talking now.
You're doing a great job. You're fine.
Oh, wifey.
But, you know, it took just last night to get me on the phone.
What?
Yeah, she says, you got to get on this phone, so I got on the phone, you know, so...
Well, I don't even talk proper English, so hey, you should be glad to be on my show. You know what I'm saying? You should be glad. Come
for
as
real.
You are, and I ain't talking about like the church talking about. You know, I'm talking about for real. Come as you are.
Like,
yeah, come as you are.
That's right.
No restrictions.
You and your family are gonna be in our prayers and our thoughts, okay? And you
all right.
Take
well,
it
thank
easy
you.
And support one another. You're welcome.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I will give this to back to IB.
All right.
And I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, sorry about that, Angel Eyes. Angel Eyes asked how you was doing, IB. She left the chat room.
Well, you know what I have to say about that.
Yeah, she left the chat room, so I don't...
She left?
Yeah, you know, I don't hang in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
You mean to tell me she's not going to hear me say Angel Eyes?
Angel. I love it.
You guys are, you know, I'm trying to get over this, man. You guys are amazing.
Yeah,
you know,
but see, that just
like,
shows your life,
no,
man. It's simple things. It's simple things in life. You know what I'm saying? That make. That make big things in people's lives. You know what I'm saying? That do big things
right.
for people. I mean, some people be like, "Oh, that little you just calling. You ain't going there to check on them." You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but I mean,
man,
a phone call
says 1,000 words. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the act; it's the thought that counts. Period. I don't care what nobody says. You know, but you guys are simply amazing, man. And honestly, this is lifting me up because I've been depressed, kind of fierce, and everybody's worrying about me and my bad heart, you know, and being more depressed. And I'm trying. I don't say nothing to nobody when I'm in pain or whatever. I keep that to myself, you know. But my wife kind of reads it in my eyes.
Let's smoke some weed, nigga. Oh.
Sorry. I got too many clean hands for that. I really do.
Sorry.
I thought I was talking to myself in the mirror. My bad.
I got too many clean years for that. But trust me, if it wasn't for the fact that I got 9, almost 10 years clean, I would.
Yeah, I feel you on that. But hell, you ain't doing nothing but saving money. You all right? Jeez.
Not just saving money, man.
Straight up.
What I'm doing is I'm rejuvenating some of these dead brain cells.
No, man, listen, man. Let people lie to you, man. You don't lose no brain cells.
No, I'm not. But I'm talking about the other stuff.
Oh.
You know
what your
saying?
Kids already there. So what you worried about that for?
Because I still want to be lucid.
Well, I mean, you'll still be there. You know, just might not just want to have no kids no more. That's the only thing about Mary Jane. Nothing wrong with her. Keep your yang up.
Well,
just keep your sperm count low, you know.
That part's not an issue, though. I ain't worried about that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm done.
Well, hell,
you got five in the hole.
You
got five in the hole already.
You
hear a little mama running around.
Smoke a little bit. Drink a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I'm ready to get me a vasectomy.
What?
Or get my tubes tied or something.
He bought shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just see.
Hey, Hey, I'm trying to tell you, if I have another kid, I'm getting him at Albertson for $2.
He want another kid.
That's the only way I can handle that. You know, I mean,
oh,
53 years old.
Oh, Isaac.
Yes.
Talking about kids, I love, absolutely love your son's music. I heard his song on Goofy Bones' show. You need to send that to our show. I will play that all the time. That shit is
okay.
Hot, man. How old is he?
As a matter of fact, he's 23.
Wow. He's amazing. He has talent.
I've got about 16 of his tracks.
Oh God, I want them all. If I fell in love with that one song, man. He's amazing. He's definitely gonna be doing big things.
Yeah, well, once he gets his mind together, you know what
yep.
I'm saying, dog.
The whole thing.
That shit right there. The talent is there. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that from him. The talent is there. The mind just needs to catch up with the talent.
Yeah. That's the same thing with my artist. Shit, she got talent and she got the look. She got this, she got that. But then, I mean, when I call you from a motherfucking show, and I tell you that somebody in California, in Texas, want to motherfucking speak to you, you get your ass on the phone.
Yeah.
That's just point blank and period. That's what the fuck being an artist is all about. That's what the fuck,
right.
You know, wanting to be the attention getter is all the fuck about. And
one
when you tell
you
me.
You have to realize, man, is you have to spread yourself thin in this business here. In this business, you are going to be pushed and pulled and yanked from every direction, and your ass has to be willing and ready to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm hooking you up with context. You ain't doing the vice versa for me. You know what I'm saying? So you should. So whoever I let you talk to, it ain't no telling who, you know what I'm saying, I let you talk to might be, you know what I'm saying, networking with somebody else. It could be a motherfucker from Interscope Records or some other big record company. You know what I'm saying?
See?
You
and
never
I'm
know.
Trying, you know, I'm trying to get him out there. I'm trying to get him known. I'm trying to get him recognized. But I'm also trying to teach him that this business is hard. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no piece of cake job that we got here. And nothing is going to just come to you. Like when he first brought this track out, you know, I was sitting in prison. And when I talked to him, he was like, oh, Dad, man, you don't know. My record is hot and it's about to blow up. And when you get out, I'm going to buy your house and I'm going to buy your car and this and that and this and that. And I said,
pipe dreams.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Industry held to the no damn industry ain't like that. Man, please.
Right.
I said,
the only thing you can do for me that's going to make me proud right now is sell ACDs.
Thank you.
If
on
you
your
sell
own.
One CD.
On your own.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. Without looking for somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah, man.
He entered that track into a contest they was having at the radio station here in Vegas. And he won. And they played it on the radio for 3 weeks straight. Lord have mercy. This nigga head got so goddamn big you could drive a truck through it.
Hello?
Wow.
Well, then. Oh, Peter, man. My bad.
Come here.
Marcus
L. Boston.
Oh, shit, my bad, M. Hey, what you mean I ain't get? You got my, this the same number.
But damn, he sound like he's in a wind tunnel.
Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, how you got the number then?
You drive a truck to the red.
Who? Yo,
now we got sonar and flying saucers and shit. What's going on? No, but I really appreciate this, you guys.
Yo,
nigga, I'm on my show right now.
I just found out. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, everybody wondering why the hell I'm talking in third person.
Oh my goodness. Your mom.
Yeah, but you guys are.
Yeah.
Because
I'm be on the show.
I'm gonna definitely let her know. I mean, like I said, she's starting to recognize family and.
Oh,
she's a bit. She's more responsive than she was. You know, the first couple of days, she was just out of it completely. She couldn't even open her eyes.
Wow.
You know, now she's moving. But what's gonna happen is she's going to come live with me from now on. Even though she don't want to, because her thing is, I've been living by myself for 40 years. I don't need no damn body now. You know?
Yeah.
But
shit, 40 years before that, you needed somebody because you staying with your mama.
Yeah.
I mean, life is just a revolving door. I mean, you start out getting taken care of, and you're going to end off getting taken care of.
That's just
the way life is, you know? Take care of business, you know, while you can. And then after that, if you took care of business, business should take care of you.
That's it. You know, and despite the fact that I moved here because the possibility of better opportunities was here for me and my family, the main reason of me being here is because for 40 years or so, all I did was run the street, you know, doing my thing, neglecting my responsibilities and neglecting my duties. And now it's time for me to take care of my mother. Everybody else has done their share. You know, it's time for me to start pulling my weight. You know, and the way I see it, you know what I'm saying, that's growth on my part. You know, because like I said, man, I was gone. I went from city to city and from state to state doing what I wanted to do. Never mind the fact that I had two children at home that my mother was raising. You know, never mind the fact that I had a drug problem that I refused to accept and admit. Never mind the fact that I was doing shit the average motherfucker would have died from a long time ago. You know, but through the grace of God, man, I'm still here, and I have the opportunity now. I mean, I can't make up for the mistakes that I made, but I can damn sure make sure that they never happen again.
No way.
And that's where I'm at today. You know, my mom's has always been the foundation in my building, you know. And even though I'm the oldest, I'm still her baby as far as she is concerned. You know, because
you're always going to be the baby to your mama.
You know, I mean, but none of my brothers have ever been in trouble. None of my brothers have ever had any issues with the law. They've never been to jail. They've never done drugs. You know what I'm saying? The strongest they've ever gotten was a cigarette. You know, they all have their own homes, and they all retired Air Force and all this good shit and got cars and all that. All that material shit means nothing to me. You know, and right now, my family is what matters to me more than anything in this world. If it was just me by myself, I wouldn't have a problem with it because the nigga been surviving for 40 years.
Right.
You know, but the whole picture has changed now. My wife and my children come first, you know, and my mother is a part of that. So family is the key. The family is the key right now to this whole goddamn luck.
Right.
You know, but hey, I'm trying to keep from crying, y'all. That's what I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah, you know that life be hard, boy. But when that shit, you know, come down on you like a pound of bricks, like you feel it, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you don't expect nothing like this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't even expect it. It only matter about the age of it, you know what I'm saying? Because people go, shit, 80, 90 years, and you know what I'm saying, without entering the hospital and stuff. It's, you know, it's just all in how you take care of your body and, you know what I'm saying, take care of yourself.
Definitely, you know, and I mean, I know I got a job ahead of me. I know it's going to be a hell of a task because my mother is stubborn, hard-headed, you know, and
it's a life changer, though. Don't you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Your wife smokes cigarettes?
Yeah.
That's going to be a life changer, brother. If you talking about bringing your mama in the house, that's gonna be like y'all quitting smoking cigarettes. I mean, you gonna,
right.
you gonna, cause you gonna, it's gonna hit you so cold turkey, and it's gonna put you in that situation that you gonna look and I mean, only thing you can't, man. My mama's a diabetic, and she, you know what I'm saying, she 53 now, well 55 now, but I mean, before that she wasn't born a diabetic though. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't. She just somehow got it into her 50s and then got it in her 50s.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, so before that, you know what I'm saying, we was, you know, drinking beer all the time together, and you know what I'm saying, we got a real friendly friend type relationship, me and my mama, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
after that, it was like, shit, I kind of curved my whole health habits, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't say I gave it up, but I don't do it around her. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I bring beer in the house, you know what I'm saying, I'll hurt, make sure I drink it real quick, just so, you know what I'm saying, she won't have the temptation to go in there and start back up and, you know what I'm saying, and drink it, you know?
Yeah, see, and her biggest vice is cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? Even at 77 years old, her biggest vice is cigarettes. So by her coming to live with me, in order to curb that desire that she has for him, I can't do it.
Right. I mean, that's,
you know,
gonna be, it's gonna be a, woo, it's gonna be a beast. But I mean, believe you me, you can get through it, brother. Ain't you know what I'm saying? You wasn't born smoking no motherfucking cigarettes.
Right.
And you shouldn't want to die smoking no motherfucking cigarettes.
You know, and it's just like my drug habit. You know what I'm saying? And when everybody kept telling me you need to stop, you need to go into a program, and I did it for them. You see what I'm saying? But when it got to the point where I finally realized what was going on, what it was doing to me, and what it was doing to my family, I just stopped cold turkey. Look, I'm done. I'm no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's never happened again. And that's where I'm going to have to be with these cigarettes. You know, because I'm not going to be sneaking around doing it behind her back. Cause
you can't, ain't no sneak, because she's a smoker. So you come in the house smelling like motherfucking cigarette smoke, she know what the fuck you doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a difference if she, you know what I'm saying, never was a smoker, or she, you know what I'm saying, never smoked weed. But you come in the house smelling like, you know, I don't give a damn, you hanging around your friends. You know what I'm saying? You come in the house,
right.
You're not doing nothing for the situation. You're not helping
right.
the situation. You know, and you got to, you know, it's going to be a little battle, boy. It's going to be a battle, because it ain't just you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to convince your wife, you know what I'm saying, this is the best thing that for both of us that we're going to have
right.
to do.
Right. And I mean, I can't say that I'm prepared or that I'm ready for it, but I will say that I'm up for the task.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do everything God give me the strength to do to see to it that it works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you
good.
Because regardless
on that note,
regardless to how much ripping and running I did, man, you know what I'm saying, priorities have taken place. And it's time for me to pull my weight. You know what I'm saying? I've been carried all these years, and it's time for me to pull my weight. And the key to that is the fact that I realized that, you know, before I knew about it, I wouldn't accept it. But now I realize that, and I have accepted it, and I'm ready to put both feet in the pot and handle my business.
What's up?
You know, and just, I mean, my family is here. My family is here. They're here for me. They're here for, you know, for the entire family. But just the thought of knowing that there are more people who kind of believe in me, you know, and have that faith and that trust in me, that gives me more incentive to do better than I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where you guys come in, man, because, hey, I'm going to tell you honestly, when I first got involved with Blog Talk, I kind of expected to be one of those obscure individuals that might be mentioned every now and then, but they really didn't really draw any interest. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, I wasn't all that great with finding out exactly which direction to go to on Blog Talk, you know. And I mean, I was hitting a lot of shows and a lot of shows. I kept saying to myself, man, all these stuck up motherfucking people, what the fuck is this, you know? But then I finally fell in line. I fell in line with everybody else, and here we are today, you know. And this is the type of thing that keeps us strong and keeps everybody else believing in us, because we're showing them something that a lot of people don't see, and that's that closeness and that bond.
No way.
You know, and yes, my wife is still upset because somebody said one time, well, you know, the only reason I really listen to your show is because I love your voice. And my wife was like, oh, internet's going off. I'm setting fire to your computer.
That's called faith. You got to have faith in me. Fuck what another person say. And take that as just a total compliment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how that look? Because I'm calling you, and I'm talking to you, and I tell your wife, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you know, you got a good-looking brother. You know, that's a good-looking dude right there. Don't you tell me what you mean. What you looking at him like that way for? You know what I'm saying? You don't know me from Adam and Eve, and I don't particularly know you like that. You know? But I wouldn't tell you that, brother. Sorry.
Well, you can tell me if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't tell you that, bro. All right. He got a cool walk, goddamn it. But I don't fuck all that characteristics. I don't need nobody calling me handsome. Damn, brother, you know you handsome. Thank you. But shit, them five women over there could have told me the same thing.
Right, and had more effect.
The same thing.
You know, hey, but I mean, honestly though, this family, man, this family is amazing.
No.
You know, and all those who don't know, they need to help and find out, man, that this thing we have is powerful. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
it uplifts and carries a lot of weight. You know, it's just all a matter of what you do with that weight and how strong you are in carrying it. You know, because I finally realized I can't do nothing by myself no more. You know, you're gonna always need somebody, and just the thought of knowing that there is somebody there, regardless to the fact that I'm in Vegas and you're in Florida, regardless to the fact that I'm in Vegas and Tasha's in Australia, you know what I'm saying? We still have that bond that has us all in the same place at the same time. And the sooner people realize how powerful this motion is and how powerful this family is, you know what I'm saying, the better things are going to get, and it can only get better. Because we all have that drive that's going to keep us moving forward, not backwards.
That's real.
You know, but I've said it 100 times, man, but you guys are amazing, you know, and I really hate to stop, but I got to go to the hospital.
Hey, I got to finish the rest of this show out, but you know, I had to extend my condolences, you know what I'm saying? Just extend some love to you, brother, because condolences is the after fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is just letting you know that, you know what I'm saying, some good people is thinking about you, brother, you know what I'm saying, and you in a lot of people's hearts. So
hey,
keep your head up, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, and I love all y'all boys, man.
That's real.
And Tasha,
love you,
you just keep it in mind, honey. You're going to be a part of my heart. You're going to be a part of my life for a long time, along with everybody else.
Oh, and likewise, sweetheart.
And I really appreciate it. And, of course, Angel Eyes. Always. You know, but my love and blessings to everybody, man, and for all those who are not listening or haven't listened yet, give my love to everybody. Tell everybody I said thank you.
No. I thought you were going to tell them, suck a tit, bitch, you missed it. No. I said it for you, brother. I said it for you. I know you wanted to say it. Y'all missed it, you punk son of my bitches. If you're running this back in the archive, your ass should have been on this motherfucking phone. But you did otherwise. So, hey. Oh, well, except for Net and Net. Shouts out to Net and Net, hotels.com at work.
Right. And y'all keep in mind, Shetty J is going to do the whisper. I don't know about Saturday night, but Shetty J is going to hold down Sunday night.
Okay. Well, hey, Shetty's still there, ain't you? Shetty, you still there?
He's somewhere.
Baby Powder Fresh Jake, where you at?
I've been here, man. I just been listening, bitch.
Man, you been listening. We been listening. You playing with yourself. They're going
to
hear that shit.
Put
your ass on the phone. What kind of shit is this? Fuck that. Put the baby on the phone. Where the baby at? Oh. Oh, fuck.
Later.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Let me pull some more callers up in here, IB, man. I'm going to holler at you, brother. And definitely be checking back in with you, all right?
All right, cool. I'll be with y'all. As soon as I find my book, I'll start making some phone calls.
All right, most definitely. Much love, homie.
All right, love.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, we back live on the shit. Oh, showing some love to my dog, IB, the wise one. You know what I'm saying? His mother's in the hospital suffering from a heart attack, but she's pulling through it. You know what I'm saying? So we had to, you know, show him some trilateral BTR love, you know, that's how we do it around her. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes down. So I got some more callers up in here. I know 321, who that be?
Yeah, that be your boy.
You know, Street Hustle. Street Hustle? Is it Street Hustle magazine? Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah, you're the street. Yeah, you street. There's so many people coming at me with magazines nowadays. Yeah, I got my new magazine started. I got my new magazine, man. Shit. Congratulations. But this is our magazine right here, Street Hustlers Magazine, the CEO, Mr. Marcus. Not the porn motherfucking dude, you know what I'm saying? Just Mr. Marcus from Tampa, Florida, you know.
Hi, Mr. Marcus. How are you?
Hey, mommy. How you doing?
Yeah, this is Miss Tasha Triple X, my co-host from Australia, holding it down for Perth. Shouts out to Perth. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah.
And we got one more caller.
What they put, man?
Yeah, we got one more caller. Who down at the bottom? Last caller, who you is? 111.
Hi, sweetheart. Good morning. This is Veronica Monet calling you from Tahoe in California.
Hello.
Yeah, you said that like 400 miles an hour. Run that back for me one more time.
Veronica Monet.
That's what. Sugar snaps, woman. I'm supposed to have this whole thing set up for you. Some balloons, bells, pops, and whistles supposed to fall down, and all that. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Hey, parade too, baby.
Man, you done caught me on one of my showing love moments. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's a fine thing what you're doing.
Okay, hey, that's what's up. Well, let me introduce everybody real quick, y'all. This is Miss Veronica Monet, and she's from Sex Without Shame, sexwithoutshame.com, correct?
That's right.
And you can check her out. You can also check out on BBS Radio.
BBS Radio / The Shame Free Zone.
The Shame Free Zone. And I did listen to the music, but, you know. I was most stuck on the picture, girl. Ow, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on. I had to put you out. It's going down. So, I mean, now you done caught me off. You know, I normally have your picture and a description of everything on the profile and stuff. And I didn't hear from you, so I didn't know if you had a busy schedule and everything, so I didn't know if you was going to be able to make it today.
Of course I am. I wouldn't miss your show for the world, babe.
Oh, well, hey, that is definitely what's up. What do you discuss on your show? What is your show about?
Well, you know, mostly I talk about sex, but I talk about sex in a holistic way, which means I talk about world peace, I talk about relationships, I talk about all kinds of stuff that people don't think has anything to do with sex. And I think everything has to do with sex, because you know why? The only reason you and I are sucking air right now is because somebody had sex and we got born. So,
like the way you say sucking, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Ow! Oh, okay. And we're back. And we're back.
There's that, too. But, I mean, come on.
Veronica.
Everything on planet Earth that you love. You love spring? It's about sex. You like trees, flowers, food. It all comes from sex. So I just think it's kind of silly that we're not talking about it a little bit more, because it's not just about the genitals.
Oh,
so.
Well, we talk about it every day on this show.
Well, I'm going to confess I haven't listened to your show before.
Yeah.
Testify. Tell me all about it.
I don't know. It depends on how grown are you.
Well, you know, I'm 49. I'm pretty grown.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, you still down. You look good than a mother. You like one of that lady off of the Bowflex commercials.
Well,
I'm 15. I have a Bowflex body.
I do confess, I've got a gym right in the middle of my living room.
Damn. Wow.
Plus, I jog 5 miles a day, so.
Yeah.
Girls got, you know what, that's a habit you get into when you're being an escort, because if you're going to pull the high dollars, they expect you to be in perfect shape, and so you just make that like a daily habit, and that's a habit that will probably stick with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So, okay, so I read a lot of your bio on the MySpace, and I also went to the Sex Without Shame and checked it out. Matter of fact, let me drop this link up in here for you. Get you some promo going down.
What's the MySpace? I have
okay, hold on. I'll put the MySpace in. It's,
I'm on everything. I'm on, you know.
You ain't even on Smell So Good. Do you want to be?
Facebook's better.
Oh.
Oh, let me add you on Facebook.
And thank you, Paul.
You are beautiful. Where have I been?
Hold on, what did you just say? Say that again. You are, did you just say beautiful? You are beautiful. He just dropped the whole you off of. I thought country. Good Lord.
I said beautiful.
Oh.
Hey, I don't care how you say it. It's all music to my ears.
Hey, know that. Know that. So, I mean, okay, so are you, I don't know, is that a funny question even to ask? Are you retired from the escort business, or?
Yeah, in 2004, I stopped being an escort, and I became a certified sexologist, went and got some certification that says, so I can stick little letters after my name. But, I mean, you know, the part that really counts is all that ears
wow.
and ears of hands-on experience.
That sounds fun. That's fun?
Was it fun? Hell yes. It was fun. It was glamorous. It's everything they tell you it's not.
Yeah, know that. Hell, men fuck for free, so shit. You know, you getting paid for it, goddammit. Hell,
I'm like, what's the problem? I don't get it, man. You know, they're happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy except for some you know,
what, that's that
dried up feminists and some busybody Christians. No offense to my liberal friend Christian. Some of my best friends are Christians, by the way.
We don't get all into that. If you might as well call everybody independent. Shit, no politics on this show. No.
Whatever the case, I definitely have been protested in a lot of different venues. You know, I go out to speak at a college or university, and a lot of times there are. You know, you say no politics, but I'm whatever. I'm just going to tell it like it is. It'd be Republicans and feminists standing right next to each other holding up signs saying that the college shouldn't have brought me out to talk to them.
Yeah. But then the half the dudes in there fucking half of the college. So what's the goddamn difference?
Most of my clients.
what's the fucking difference?
Well, you know, it's hypocrisy, baby. It's what makes the world go around.
Oh, yeah.
So
in your entertainment escorting, have you been with a brother?
You don't have to pay me to be with a brother.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Wait a minute, what's the address again? Shit. Hold on, let me pick my tongue up off the ground. Hold on, y'all, excuse me. Take it down back in. Well, shit, since we on that question, hey, listen now, I asked this on, and all my family here on the radio show, all my friends and everybody.
Yell it.
they know what I'm finna ask, and I ask every guest that come on my show the same exact question.
Lay it on me, honey.
You do not have to answer it. And this, and like I sent you in the email now, all my shows are recorded and downloadable. So, I mean, everything you saying can, but we ain't in no court of law, you know, just somebody might, you know what I'm saying, go back and download this. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable by me asking that.
All right, I'll take a breath before I answer. Lay it on me.
All right, keep talking my key words. Lay it on you. Pow, pow, pow. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was talking to a sexologist. The key question.
SOS.
SOS. Do you SOS?
Do I SOS?
SOS, and I ain't talking about ask for help. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Damn, baby, I don't text much.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
What are these words?
Okay.
Are these words so toxic you can't even say it on Blog Talk Radio?
Say it in me? Let me explain to you. Let me explain something. My show, I don't know about these other motherfucking shows. My show is adults only. I prefer 25 and up.
Right on.
Because, I mean, we talk about sucking and fucking and everything else under the sun, proper ways to eat pussy, proper way to suck dick, and the main question of everybody's mind is, do you suck or do you swallow?
No, thank you. Thank you. See, you know, I'll tell you, this sexologist has not kept up with all those acronyms. But anyway, do I suck or swallow?
Yeah, that's something I came up with. You know, I popped that general question one day. Everybody's like, what is SOS?
You know what?
Suck or swallow.
Well, a little of both, and I need to know what you had for dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-oh. Wow.
What is that? Is that like the... Okay, so let me ask you, is this true or false? Because according to sweetcum.com, it's true. According to my co-host, it's true. So,
it is true.
Drinking pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice.
Yeah.
It makes you cum taste sweeter.
Well, yeah, everybody's physiology is a little bit different, so I can't say that you go drink some pineapple juice and that's going to make it happen for you. But I will tell you this. If you're not taking good care of your body, and pineapple juice is like a good food, right? So I think that's one of the reasons they tell you to do that. But if you're not taking good care of your body, it's going to give off some not such great odors and not such great taste. So the key to having sweet tasting or sweet smelling anything is take good care of your body. Treat it like a temple.
Mm.
Yeah. Except for one thing, asparagus. Asparagus is good for you, but it's not so good for taste or smell.
Oh, man, I don't do the asparagus anyways, you know.
That's off your menu, huh?
Yeah. So I mean, as a sexologist, you a public speaker? Do you give private counseling or couple counseling?
All of the above.
Okay.
On my radio show, people call in actually with their mostly with relationship problems stuff like that. I do something called relationship repair where I help couples stop arguing and start loving each other again. And then I also offer something called erotic evolution where I teach people how not to be ashamed of sex and how to do it better. I've got workshops where I actually invite couples. You have to be a couple. You can't come to my workshop and get laid, but if you...
I was on my way. I was going to ask for the address. I'm bringing three people, me, myself, and I?
Well, okay. How about me, myself, and then put somebody else in there?
Well, right? I mean, if you ever need a practice partner, you know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe a model.
Fuck.
to these workshops and they have sex in the room.
What? For
and
free?
Can
you watch?
Oh, no, no. It's like $300 a couple.
God damn.
So they come to this workshop and they know that they're going to have sex there. The part that they don't know is that they'll spend like the first, these are like 4-hour workshops, so they'll spend like the first hour and a half working on relationship drama with their clothes on. And then we spend the last, you know, 2.5 hours having actual sex. And I actually go from couple to couple kind of critiquing their technique and helping them perfect it right there. So it's so much better than reading about it in a book, you know?
Okay, so number one question, are you single or married?
Divorced.
Yeah? How
I'm
the
divorced.
Fuck can somebody divorce you?
No, honey, it was the other way around. But
Well, I'm just still saying shit.
But,
I don't think
so
I can.
I gotta tell you something. I'm a pretty polyamorous person, so you know, I never really say goodbye to people on a, you know, permanently.
So, right.
So my ex-husband and I are still really good friends. Wink, wink.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like to date younger men sometimes. That's fun too.
Oh, well, you know, I'm 31. You know. I look 18 though. You know what I'm saying? I look 18.
I
don't
know. Somebody's giving that the horse's laugh. He's older than that, huh?
Who, me? No. But
no
everybody,
way.
Everybody knows smell tells the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, Lord. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, you sound very mature for 31.
Yeah, I'm 31 and loving it. 31 and loving it. like whatever that commercial is, I'm loving it. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I still
anyway.
Get ID'd.
Oh yeah.
I went to the store to buy some blunts. I was like, what the fuck you ID'ing me for, man? I know I look over 18. God damn.
Oh yeah.
For cigars? Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. You might, you know, these days they look older than they are. Uh-oh. What the kind of shit? All right. But that's what I go through, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I go through, yeah.
Yeah, well. So did your guests ever ask you questions?
Who? What you want to know? I'm completely.
I'm a
sexologist myself.
I'll bet you are. I'll bet you
know,
are. So you ask me if I suck or swallow. I want to know if you go downtown.
You goddamn right. If you ain't if you ain't licking and it ain't no sticking, I don't need the woman to go ahead and tell me that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the two-finger check, pop it off in there, run across my nose, taste it. If it tastes bad, I'm putting it in your mouth. That's how we do it. And if not, I had to explain this to a couple of dudes that was on the show one time because they didn't know how to properly eat pussy. See, this is my definition of properly eating pussy. You have to take your two thumbs and open up the pussy lips. And then you take your tongue and you lick from the bottom. Don't lick the asshole. You know, unless a lady like that or whatever, you can do that. But I'm just saying, that's not part of the show. You start from the bottom, and you take your whole tongue. You don't do no like motherfuckers, you know, licking dogs and shit. You ain't no fucking dog. You take your tongue, you take start from the bottom, and you lick completely all the way up until you get to the top, to the clitoris. That is when you stimulate the clitoris. And then you work your way back down. Once you can continue these patterns, you will start to hear an erogenous sound. If you're not hearing an erogenous sound, you fucked up. You need to stop what the fuck you're doing. You're fucking up. If you don't hear no ooh-I-O pocket fresh dough like the commercials say, then damn it, you're doing it wrong. Now, am I wrong? It's Miss Sexologist.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm going to tell you why that method works so well, because the clitoris, you know, up there at the top, the little glands, that little head that's poking its little head out there under the foreskin, that is just a little tiny bit of a woman's clitoris. When you're running your tongue up and down the vulva like that, you're actually still coming into contact with her clitoris, because it's got two legs that run right underneath the smaller lips. So right underneath the surface of the skin, all the way down to the bottom, it's still glitterous. So
wow.
You're doing it right.
Huh.
You are doing it right.
Well, I knew what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I've been to Germany. I've learned from the best.
Right on.
Shit,
yeah, well, I'll bet you got a lot of satisfied customers.
No, I ain't going to say it like that. But, I mean, I ain't had no complaints. You know what I'm saying? I'm single. I ain't got no kids. You know, I just enjoy life, you know. I enjoy life and just take it how it comes every day. You know what I'm saying? Day after day. And that's what it's all about. But I do like sex. But, I'm not the typical person of my age that's, you know, feeling like he's getting older and got to fuck everything that's at the park, Sunday school, and everywhere else. No, that ain't me. I don't kick my game. I don't go to the clubs looking for poo-nay-nay, you know. And I ain't trying to take nothing home from the club.
That's good. So you must be into actual relationships.
Yeah. You know, that's the only time you can really, I mean, you can get freaky with somebody, you know what I'm saying, that you really don't know, you know, and that's, you know, one night stand. But you won't give your all into a person, you know what I'm saying, unless you actually with them. I mean, that's when you can really make a person feel good, and a person can make you feel good. You know, by showing that affection for each other. But a one night stand, you just trying to, you know, fucking suck and then that's it. Thank you, and I'll holler. And there's really no emotion, no feelings, you know what I'm saying? No time really is taken. You know what I'm saying, when you in that type of scenario.
People have always asked me, like, what's the best sex you've ever had? And I always tell them when I was married.
Hell, you know, you is me and I'm you. That's how marriage is supposed to be. So,
why are you
going to be ashamed?
You're being in love. When you're in love, I think the sex is the very best. I really do.
Yeah, you know,
and you can have some very meaningful encounters with strangers or people you don't know very well. I certainly had very meaningful encounters with my clients, but it's not no matter how meaningful it is, it's still not being in love. You only can be in love with, you know, a few people while you're on this planet. I mean, truly in love. That's like a really deep feeling.
Yeah. That's that. Like I tell people, that's something that you can't find. Love finds you. You don't find it. You know, yeah, I'm finna find me somebody that love me. You ain't finna find a motherfucking thing.
You're right.
I mean, you're going to find somebody that likes you. You're going to find somebody that wants to fill that void because, you know, you can see a temporary void in people's lives. You know, somebody lonely, somebody just want to fuck, or somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
Or even just wants to get married.
Be that just get married person for no reason. Not the love of it. Not even that y'all have good sex. It can be fucked up sex, but some women and some men just you know,
well,
all that codependent person or codependent person.
I remember this friend, she told me, she says, I'm getting married. And I said, wow, congratulations. Who's the lucky guy? And she says, well, I haven't met him yet.
Damn.
So I was like, oh, man, you need to come with a warning sign. You are a dangerous girl. You know,
but that,
and,
yeah,
oh.
Just,
and she didn't do so well either. I mean, she ended up picking a guy who's, I think, has not been real good for her. But she got married.
just for that, hey, you know, I'm not going to be embarrassed because I told everybody I was going to get married, type married. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do it anyways. I mean, yeah, he's fucked up. He's a shithead, and he ain't going to do nothing for me or my kids. But at least I got somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. Hell to the no. I got me, myself, and I. And the two hands the Lord blessed me with that can take care of me just as well as a woman can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, now, this is an interesting thing. Oprah Winfrey, I don't know if you watch her show or not.
I already cussed her punk ass out because she's telling 12-year-olds to fucking learn how to masturbate from your motherfucking parents.
And you think that's a bad thing, huh?
Hell to the yes, I do. Hell to the yes, I do. Me, personally,
No.
I think that's wrong.
Do you have a daughter?
I've raised two girls, but no, I don't have any biological kids.
Okay. Well, I've had kids, and I think it's a really good thing to empower your daughter so that she doesn't feel. Because the thing is, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Young girls have just as many hormones as young boys. Now, young boys, of course, it's more visible because they get an erection, and then, you know, sometimes it's inconvenient because they're in class or something, and they can't even stand up because everybody will be able to see it. Things like that happen to boys. Well, girls are having the same thing, only their physiology is different, so they don't get an erection that you can see. But they have the same preoccupation, the same uncontrollable urges, the same obsession, and if they didn't have to go get that satisfied by actually having sex with another person, there's a lot of things they wouldn't have to risk. They wouldn't have to risk a sexually transmitted infection. They wouldn't have to risk an unwanted pregnancy. They wouldn't have to risk getting hooked up with a guy that they end up thinking they are in love with, which, of course, they're going to find out they're not a few years later, but they maybe, you know, get married at an early age instead of going to college. There's a lot of ways that sex at an early age can derail your life. And if girls, just like boys, are masturbating to get rid of that frustration, then that's a good thing, because your daughter's going to wind up, you know, going to college if that's what you want her to do, or wait until she gets married to have a pregnancy if that's what you want to do. I mean, those are the values
that you as a parent are going to pass on. When did you lose your virginity?
I was 17.
17. I was 15.
Yeah.
And most of my homeboys, 14. But 12?
I'm not saying that it's not
you know, cool to teach your kids that. I'm just saying at the age of 12.
Well, we're not talking about them losing their virginity. We're just talking about them having an orgasm. There's a difference. And here's the thing that we've already documented that the fetus in the womb is having orgasms, even female fetuses. Female fetuses are masturbating to the point of orgasm in the womb. So that's already done with. If you think your baby's born and it's never had sex, you're wrong. It's already had an orgasm before it ever got born. So then the thing is, well, that genie's out of the bag. How do you make sure it doesn't wind up being sex with another human being? Because that's what we all want. We want to make sure our children do not have sex with other human beings. That's sacred. That's very, very important, because that's just an opportunity for so much heartache. So I think what Oprah was trying to do, basically, is just make sure our children do stay safe and that they don't wind up having relationships with other people, because that's where the heartache is.
Y'all heard it here first. Wrecking the Game Radio style, hey. I'm telling you, I cussed her out. I said that was some bullshit. She wrong. It's fucked up. I said all that under the sun, but your explanation, you know, sounds a lot more, I guess, uncommercialized than what she took it. You know what I'm saying? How I felt she took it, you know.
Yeah,
standing in front of a national audience. Yeah, you need to teach your 12-year-old daughter to masturbate. I'm like, that don't even sound right. You know what I mean? Teaching about sex is one thing. I mean, they got sex ed in school that teaches you the physiology of a body and body parts.
I know.
And, you know,
that stuff in school just goes in one ear and out the other. It's so dry. It's so boring. The person who's teaching it hasn't had much sex in their life anyway,
yeah.
So who cares what they have to say,
that.
Right? The kids are not learning about sex in class. They're learning about it online. That's the scary thing.
Know that.
Yeah.
They
are learning
definitely.
About it online.
Definitely. And it's unmonitored. Is the total problem with it is that it's unmonitored.
Yeah.
You know, when you get on after dad and y'all, you know what I'm saying, dad forgot to log off, I guess that's cool, you know what I'm saying, for, hey, I'm in whatever part, you know what I'm saying, do you want to chat? And she got her titties popped out.
Right.
You know, but when a child comes and gets on that computer directly after that, that's wrong. 12, 13, 14, that is wrong.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, that's you looking at pornography.
Well, yeah, I think there's, you know, just seeing people have sex, I don't think that's a particularly damaging thing for a child. But there's a lot of porn out there that's really brutal. You know, like that, what do they call that, bukkake, you know, where they're coming all over the girl's face?
Yeah.
There's some very hateful porn out there that I would not want my child to see, because I personally don't want my children to see violence. And a lot of what is passing for porn out there is actually violence.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'd be having to turn a couple of porn flicks off. I'm like, God damn, what is y'all doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen this white girl, you know what I'm saying, a little skinny white chick, too, get game bang, five black dudes, called whatever the fuck it was called. But, I mean, it was, it's no fucking way you telling me that y'all acting and she ain't feeling this shit. I mean, they got her mouth just, you know, pulling her mouth all wide open and shit and just, you know, shoving their shit in it and then opening her ass up and just shove. I mean, just no, you know, delicacy for the whole porn. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck is y'all doing? This don't even look, this shit looked like it was filmed illegally until at the end and she was, you know, took it all over the face and she was smiling like, that felt good. Is you crazy?
Yeah, and she probably only got paid a couple $100 to do it, too. That's the sad
thing.
Is she
crazy?
Oh, I just, yeah. That stuff just breaks my heart. It really does. And I try to be open-minded as much as possible. Everybody's got their thing, and as long as it's adults and they're consensual and nobody's being forced to do something, I guess that's fine. But, the thing that I just don't like the direction we've gone in when it comes to explicit images. It just seems like there's so much hate. People say this is a sexually saturated society, and for me, when I think about what I was doing as an escort, which was very loving and very nurturing and very life-affirming, and then I see what other people are calling sex, and I go, man, why are you all so angry?
But what confuses the fuck out of me is I'm ex-military. I've done a year in Germany. It's sex shops on every damn corner, including the two whole houses, you know what I'm saying, throughout Germany. You walk and just get pussy out the window.
Right.
And kids are exposed to this every day. You do not see no motherfucking German kids walk around with one and two, three babies.
Oh, yeah.
So it can't all just be about, you know what I'm saying? It's how the media is just putting it so blatantly out there, like it is the cool thing to do, go have sex.
You know, I would think it was the media, too, but here's the thing. The online stuff, the internet, the media, it's everywhere. It's around the globe.
Yeah.
Now, what's specific to the United States is that we are putting everybody in jail.
Yeah, I don't know that. I did the whole show on that yesterday about the prison population, and my co-hosts blow like a mother. You know, the United States, you can take five states. I think it was Des Moines, Miami, and three other states. Put them all together, and all of those states, we have more people, you know what I'm saying, in jail than all of them five states combined. Five states combined. We have more people in the U.S. in prison.
Well,
five states combined.
I know it's 1 in 100. 1 in 100. We outrank Russia and China for how many of our citizens we put behind bars.
And they're a communist country. You what China is?
Yeah, I know. And then of course, most of those people are people of color.
And non-violent offenders. Potheads.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've been to jail for a fucking gram of I'm going to trial right now for having a gram.
Oh.
I'm having a gram of weed when they pulled me over in my motherfucking car. Yes,
no
that is
way.
That is 30 days jail time that they are offering me.
What the hell? So this is New York?
No, this is Florida. I'm in Florida.
Florida. Oh, you're in Bush Country.
I'm in the fuck that motherfucker. That's Texas. No, I said Florida.
Well, is Jeb gone?
Yeah,
now?
Oh yeah, yeah. His punk, his punk ass around in some motherfucking way. Need to hit his ass with a shoe too. Shit.
Yeah, well, it's still. I was in Miami last May, and that is a pretty conservative state, I got to say. I was kind of shocked.
Man, it's just fucked up with these old dumbass rules and shit. There's no way you can tell me California allows you to walk around with damn near over half ounce of weed.
I know. I know. Well, that's why I'm totally shocked that Florida is doing it that way. I'm totally shocked.
You get caught with
everybody's growing it over here.
Growing it.
It's you know, people have the sheriff come down to look at their crops.
No, you
I'm
bullshit.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding, just to make sure it's all legal and above board.
Wow.
They have the sheriff come down, and the sheriff says, "Yeah, that's cool." So it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you know, we put non-violent drug addicts in prison is just a waste of the taxpayer dollar, and it's a waste of time. And the horrible thing is, most of those people wind up becoming bona fide criminals because they're hanging out with them in prison.
Yeah, because you don't learn how to be a criminal until you go to prison, and they teach you how to be a criminal.
Yeah, and the law, when it's capricious and unfair the way it is, teaches you not to respect it either. You know, and so we create our problems with this punitive system. We really do. And the same thing with sex. Here's an interesting thing. If you interview most sex workers, you're going to find most of them came out of very conservative religious homes that had abnormally repressed attitudes about sex. That's a fact. So if you want your kids to grow up to be hoes, make sure that you teach them that all sex is bad.
But see, that is the difference between the U.S. and overseas, anywhere else you go. You know, it's not shunned. It's not shunned. You know, they don't say nothing when you see, you know, two and three girls walking down the street holding hands.
No.
You know, but you over here, you come to the United States, you gay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got two and three dudes, you know what I'm saying, walking next to each other, and they in conversation. They walking mighty close because they want to talk to each other, and they don't want nobody else to hear it. You know what I'm saying? That goes on every single day in Germany. You shitting me, you sit too close to a dude. You know what I'm saying? And see if he don't, you know what I'm saying, be like, "Man, what you doing, dog? What you so close to me for, man?" And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
And it's upbringing. It's the way that we are brought up here with the stigmatism that sex is bad. And it's not. It's
and
just
you
sex.
Know, they,
it's just a feeling. It's just...
Oh, yeah. When they legalized porn the Nordic, they call it the Nordic model. you go to places like Finland, Denmark, these areas where they decriminalize drugs, decriminalize prostitution, legalize porn. Their rape rates actually go down.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Germany is the same way. Every other country is the same damn way except for here. It's because you telling people what they can't do. The human mind, body, and soul is a free spirit. You can't tell it not to do this when it openly wants to do it. Who the fuck is you? You know,
yeah.
Who is you to tell me I can't have sex in the park if ain't no motherfucking kids around?
I know. Now, see, I think that if the young 20-year-olds were just going down to Walmart or Long's Drugs, or I don't know what kind of pharmacies you got out in Florida, but anyway, you know, just your standard store. They go down to the pharmacy to get their prescription for let's take something extreme like heroin, right? And then you got to stand in line with your little ticket, and in front of you is some 80-year-old heroin addict, and he doesn't look glamorous or cool. Matter of fact, he probably looks a little bit pitiful. And so while you're standing in line, you might be thinking, you know what? I don't know why this is stupid. but when what you're doing instead is watching movies that make, you know, sticking a needle in your arm seem like a glamorous or exciting or rebellious thing to do, boy, I'm really living it up. I'm breaking all the rules. I'm going to piss off my parents.
Yeah.
Well, I think you just kind of set yourself up to, you know, promote more of it.
Yeah, that's real.
And I say that as somebody who's been clean and sober for 23 years. I haven't had a drug or even a drink of alcohol for 23 years. My sobriety is very important to me, and I am full-on pro-decriminalized drugs. I think laws against drugs create more drugs.
Yeah, just create more drugs. That's all it is. Every action is an opposite and equal reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, and the biggest problem is, it's because we look 3 hours away, a couple hours away, and how in the hell this not even a damn American, you know what I'm saying, made this whole state legal, smoke weed and everything else, at least in California, but then these real so-called Americans here, you know what I'm saying, are talking about, that's unpatriotic, that's not the right thing to do, hell to the nah, man. That's the problem, you know, and that's why I always catch an attitude, and that's why I'm trying to get the fuck out of here so I can go and get me a goddamn medical card. Shit, what kind of shit is that?
Now, they have medical cards in Florida?
No, that's in Cali. I'm talking about I got to leave goddamn Florida and go to Cali.
Because they won't, oh, wow. So are you taking it for pain?
I will be.
I hear you. You and everybody else I know.
Oh, wait, I got a yacht in my back. You got something for that dog?
It's my right neck. There. I got a kink in my neck.
Stop sleeping on the damn bus before you got here. It might not have had that problem. But he don't need to know that. Oh, man. Well, Miss Monet, check it. We got 14 minutes left to the show. I do a two-hour show each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's actually 1:45 in the morning in Australia right now.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
1:45 in the morning. Yeah, I want to call Australia when I get off the phone with you, actually. We're working on a documentary for National Geographic about couples who have been unfaithful to each other.
Well, hey, there you go. Tasha, there you go. That's your main person, your contact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She can
totally.
Let you know. She can let you know. She's there in Perth, Australia, holding it down. But you know.
Yeah. And, wait, you don't talk much, baby, do you?
No, not really. No.
That's too bad because your accent. I bet everybody could just listen to your accent all day long.
Oh, we do. Oh, we do.
Oh, apparently they can. But it's all good. It's all good. I just thought I'd let you two talk. I've been in the chat.
No, she gets into it now. She was my first honest person, which is why we vibe so good. You know what I'm saying? That actually honestly asked the SOS question.
Oh.
And,
what was your answer to that?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, it sounds like you and I are cut from the same cloth.
Well, it's not for everybody, though. Like, you know, each
hell
year
no.
I,
but, hell no.
But
you got to be somebody
see,
special.
When I'm, exactly. When I'm with the right person, then he gets everything.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't fluid bond with just anybody. No way. Everybody else has gotta use a condom.
Yeah, you gotta wrap it up. Which when it comes to condoms and oral sex, that's what turned me off about sex. It's like, man, fuck that. I'd rather just wait until, you know, good shit come along. Cause man, it's just.
Well, that's because I've never done it to you.
That's why I ain't trying to go that route.
I always used a condom, and I never had anything but repeat business. Know what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, I mean, I was in Germany now. That's why I'm saying. I went through the little, went through Frankfurt. You know, men are going to be men.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I went through, and I wanted to see what it was all about. And every room you go in, every woman that you talk to, she going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, is this much for and everything, you know what I'm saying, safe sex with condoms.
Yeah.
You know. But now the only scary part is that she said, but if you want the rubber off, it'll cost you extra.
Well, that's sad. That's just sad.
I said, wow, that is crazy. No, no, I'm straight.
So,
I'm
like,
straight as a
so,
motherfucker.
Yeah, so how many people have said okay to the condom off? That's, and then how many people said it that day? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm straight. I'm good. No.
Yeah, anybody offers you sex without a condom, run.
Yeah, that makes you, puts you on that uneasy streak right there. But
it's a lot of guys fall for that too. They just don't get it. I mean, you're not the only one. That's the point. That is a scary thing. You do not want to take up an offer like that. No, and you know what? I'm going to plug my book now, baby. Veronica Monet's Sex Secrets of Escorts: Tips from a Pro. I have a whole chapter in there about the best blowjob, and I teach women how to do it with a condom if they want. I don't know why you might want to do it with a condom, but if you do want to do it with a condom, I know how to do it, so they'll keep coming back for more.
Wow. And what's that link?
Sexwithoutshame.com.
Oh, okay. That's the, okay, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, the book, yeah, there's a link. If you just go over to the shopping cart, there's a link to the book there, too. But I'm going to tell you the secret. The best buy is Amazon.com.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, on my, that's why I advertise through. Like if you actually was online, I have a little sign that says, what is it? Party zone. This is the party. No, happy hour zone. Happy
uh-huh.
hour zone.
Yeah.
And it's just a little sign because you know they sell all those little signs.
Oh yeah.
So you know I Amazon.com to me is the shit. I mean they have every fucking thing. Anything I can type in, it pops up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even crazy stuff, it pops up, you know what I'm saying? So, I want to open it up real quick, though. Ms. Tasha, do you got any personal question that you'd like to ask?
Oh, no, it's all good. I listened to everything. I think that covered it all. I'm good.
Well, are you in a relationship there?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Mm. Okay,
yeah,
by choice, you don't want to be in there's too much trouble, huh?
Well, I've just come out of a relationship. I was actually engaged to be married, so it's like I'm at that point where it's like I'm kind of over being with someone at the moment.
Yeah.
Even though I wouldn't mind, I mean, I wouldn't mind having someone in my life, but I think I'm just waiting to find someone that's not like him. But yeah.
But you know what? That is so important to give yourself time. Matter of fact, with human beings, it takes about 2 years for us to get over a big breakup like that.
Yeah.
So people who start dating prematurely, they run into a lot of problems because they haven't finished grieving, and so that's why we always talk about, you know, you're on the rebound.
Yeah.
That's one thing. The person dating you is going to, you know, be in a bad situation because they're hoping you'll be taking them seriously and you're still thinking about the other guy.
Or
but,
bringing up the other guy or the female.
I'm,
you know what
oh,
saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm definitely not thinking about him anymore. Definitely not. But I think I need to do some things before I settle down with someone. I need to live my life the way I want to live it because I missed out on a lot. I mean, I've done a hell of a lot, but I've missed out on, you know, traveling and things like that. So this year's my year, and I'm doing my travels this year, and then I'm going to do a couple courses that I want to do and just take care of me, you know, rather than take care of someone else. So, you know, I want to do it for me for once.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That, and, you know, it's especially important for women because a lot of times women kind of get, involved in the guy's life and then that becomes your life together. And having a real strong sense of who you are, what you like, what you want, that's a real important thing to be able to bring into a relationship.
Yeah, but if a woman don't know that for herself because she was with an asshole before, and, you know what I'm saying, he didn't express that or bring that out of her. You know what I'm saying? I've experienced that myself, you know. Coming from a woman who feels that, you know what I'm saying, in order to be with her and to be in a successful relationship, you know, you have to be in an abusive relationship. You know, you have to put your hands on her, and that's the way you know you say you love me and all that. But man, I'm the pull chair. I'm the opening door. You know, my mama raised me like a gentleman's supposed to be raised. You know. You know, and when you get with a woman who's not used to that or has never had that in her life, that makes it, I mean, the relationship going to the shitter.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that. I've always been treated like shit. Yeah, I stuck around because I was an idiot. I've always let people walk all over me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but,
oh hell, honey, it's breaking my heart.
I have, and it's, and I've definitely learned by that now, and definitely not going to happen in the future. Believe me, it's definitely not. I'm not going to let people walk all over me again.
Yeah, I've got to give you this warning, though, just because I do this for a living, so I just want to say if you don't actually get some kind of counseling or start, you know, going to a women's support group or something where you learn some new patterns, it's very difficult to change, you know, to go from that pattern to a healthy pattern, because these are things we actually learn from our families. It's not our fault. We grow up in homes where, you know, one parent's maybe they're not actually hitting the other parent. They might be. Maybe they're going to jail. But it could be like, you know, something less extreme, like they yell or they say humiliating things, like call the other one stupid or something like that. And we get those patterns put in us as kids. And it really does take outside help to try to shift that so that we can have a different sense of how you would relate to another human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so have you gotten any kind of counseling or help for that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, you might like, you know, not be that kind of a person that wants to get outside help, but I'm just, if you find when you finally do start dating again, oh my God, I pulled in another jerk just like the last one.
Oh no, that's not going to happen. Believe
okay.
me, that's
all right.
Definitely
well,
not gonna
I happen. I hope and I pray that it doesn't. But I just want to say that for anybody who's listening out there, when you find yourself like doing the same thing over and over again, it's time to get some help. And you know, you don't have to look at that as like failure. We all need help. You know, you wouldn't know how to fix a car if somebody didn't teach you how things, you know, work underneath the hood. So that's help. Somebody helps you learn how to fix a car. Same thing with relationships. You're not supposed to know how to do this stuff just by birth. Oh, I was born, so now I know how to do relationships. The only way you know how to do relationships is the way your parents do them. So if you like what your mom and dad had, go for it. If you don't like what your mom and dad had, better to get an education. You can call it help, education, whatever, but somebody's got to teach you how to do it different.
Yeah. You see, my parents, they're happily married almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, and that's what I'm after. I'm after my one man that I'm going to grow old with, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, out here in Australia, just the men are just wrong in so many ways. Very, very hard to find a good man.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I went on a, okay, this is going to sound snobby now, but I was in a scuba diving vacation in Papua New Guinea, and I met a lot of Australians on that trip, and they are some sexist motherfuckers, excuse my French. I know I don't have to say that on your show, but...
No, that.
They are. They are very sexist, and I can't believe it. I mean, you know, it's like the 2000s. What happened? What happened with the Australian men?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. They're all like that. They're all fucking pigs, to be honest. They really
yeah.
are. Like the 1% of the good men out there, being taken or gay. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet they snag.
And they're taking it the wrong way. Oh, man. Ain't he going on now?
I mean, my ex, he wasn't Australian. I mean, he was from a different country.
Yeah.
You know, our relationship ended up being wonderful at first, but then it just turned to shit after a while because of a few things that he was going through, and he used to take shit out on me, and just went from bad to worse, and that's when I was like, I can't deal with this shit. I don't need this shit in my life, you know. But
Well, I don't know. Do you guys get the Women's Entertainment Network? It's like a cable channel. If you have satellite TV, you can subscribe to it. Women's Entertainment Network?
Not Lifetime, are you?
Not Lifetime. Women's Entertainment Network. It's much younger. Lifetime's for older women. Women's Entertainment Network's for younger women. And they have some really great shows. Like they've got one show called The Secret Lives of Women. Well, anyway, I'm going to be on in July, and it's going to be a special about domestic violence. You might want to watch it if you get a chance.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, well, if I can definitely get it, I will definitely tune in. I've been a victim of domestic violence my whole life, basically.
Yeah. Well,
my dad never, ever, he was never violent. But my brother, for some reason, was or is still, and then my ex turned out to be very violent, and that's the kind of shit I've had to deal with, and I'm not going to deal with that anymore. So.
Okay, so you see, so that does start in your childhood. It wasn't your dad; it was your brother.
My brother, exactly.
Yeah, see, my dad's
always looked after my mom and looked after the house, and
Yeah, but unfortunately, your brother, you know, he kind of comes in there and interjects a different sense of things to your child self and teaches you as a child that this is how men treat women.
Yeah, because if dad ain't stepping in and mom ain't stepping in to kind of correct that.
That's right.
And letting him just be a child, let a child be a child. That's the results, you know what I'm saying? This is the end result. You know, a child not growing up with total respect for, you know what I'm saying, a woman. And then, I mean, being that he grew up in a household with women all around, I mean, hell, he might be going through something himself, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really don't buy into the whole perpetrator-victim thing. I am trained as a volunteer for a center against rape and domestic violence. I understand that paradigm, but I think it's time we start looking at it as a family thing. It's a family condition, and you got to treat the whole family if you want to cure our culture of domestic violence. Because right now we're just kind of like sticking them in jail, which doesn't really solve anything. And then catch this: 70% of the women who are being rescued from domestic violence situations abuse their kids.
Man.
So that's a family problem. That is a family problem. We got to start looking at it that way. This is not men versus women. This is a family disease.
Yeah, and it passes on. It's so hereditary because children are so impressionable at their ages. So seeing you, and it's not, it's verbal abuse is you know what I'm saying, is worse than the physical. You know what I'm saying? Because these dudes down here, man, I mean, I done seen these dudes down here talk to their woman like you wouldn't even talk to your dog like that. So it ain't Australia like you gonna come down here and find a perfect person, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's assholes all around the world, you know?
People just
have fucked up upbringings, fucked up backgrounds, or just, you know, turned fucked up when they got older because, you know, I'm not a child anymore. You know, I'm not living with my mama, so I'm grown now. I can do what I want to do. I can do grown man things. But if you don't know how to be a grown man or a grown woman, you know, you're not going to know how to treat anybody because you don't know how to treat yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. If you're abusing somebody else, it's because you hate yourself. You don't have any regard for yourself, and then you just, like, put that on somebody else.
That's definitely what the victim always needs to know. It's not you. It ain't what you doing. It's what that person's not doing for themselves.
The person who is doing the abusing actually has a greater addiction or need for the person that they're abusing than the person who's getting abused. Because, you know, both relationships are of addictive nature, but the person who is abusing is the one who's most addicted. That's why you'll see these guys, they go out and they kill themselves. Or they'll kill their whole family and then put a bullet in their own brain.
Yeah. Now we was just we was just talking about that. I mean I don't even know what show I was just on, but we were discussing that. I mean, that same statement that you just made.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's that's certainly not a sign of somebody who is powerful and independent and likes themselves.
Yeah.
It's like their whole world falls apart.
Wow.
Their whole world
yeah.
falls apart, and so then they take everybody out with them. It's very sad.
Yeah, you see it on the news every day, so it is reality. It is there every day you turn. I don't watch TV myself, so I really don't catch that. But yeah, I mean it is reality out there. I'm more on to this Blog Talk Radio and listening to the radio and DJing than I am about, you know what I'm saying, worrying about these so-called homeland issues and crap. Because ain't nobody reporting on my homeland. You know?
I heard that.
So
I'm
not the world. You know, what you see on TV is what the world is doing. You know, but like I break it down, we all live in our own individual worlds.
Yeah.
You know, you have your world, I have my world. I feel like sometimes I'm from a different planet because I've been raised differently. You know, I interact with people differently. You know, so yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm not from this planet, period. Damn the state, you know what I'm saying? Because I done went to other countries and I'm not like, you know what I'm saying, them. I'm not like, you know, the average. I wasn't even the average 15-year-old. I wasn't even the average 11-year-old. You know, I had a full-time job when I was 11 years old. You
Whoa.
Know, working and going to school, you know what I'm saying, and then coming home, doing my homework, doing, you know what I'm saying, what the average kid wasn't doing. The average kid was out there in the streets all day playing, trying to be a kid, you know what I'm saying? That was just never in me. I didn't get it from my daddy and none of that. You know, it was something that always been self-instilled in me and what I've always carried myself through life doing. You know, I just always drew a picture in my mind that a good black man is a black man that works for himself. And I wasn't talking about men because I didn't know anything, you know what I'm saying, nothing about that. I just knew me, you know what I'm saying, just knew what I wanted to be. Not a fireman, not a doctor and all that kind of shit. Just a successful person when I get older, you know what I'm saying, that don't have the wants and everything. Just as long as I have what I need. You know, I'm not concerned about all the wants. I'm not concerned about having the $300 pair of tennis shoes and $400 pair of pants and $500 T-shirt, you know what I'm saying, to walk out the house to feel good about myself.
Hmm.
You know, me, I walk out the house with $2 in my pocket and a pair of jeans and a T-shirt, and I come back home with $20 in my pocket, and I'm straight. I'm happy.
Good for you.
You know, and that's how I look at life. But then I also look at life, you know, with the people that are around me, you know. And the only way I've actually vibe with people is actually through the Blog Talk Radio, through this radio station, you know. And I had to reach, and actually I'm reaching out to the world, you know, for something that I'm not getting at home. I won't get at home, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great thing to have fans, isn't it? And a wonderful thing that, you know, to have people calling into the show.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, my first fan, first listener, loyal fan that still called the show today is my homeboy Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California.
Oh, close to, I used to live in San Jose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 12 o'clock this time, he wakes up 9 in the morning every single morning faithfully. I mean, he has actually since February 25th, since I started my show. But, I mean, he's you know, now he's a host, as well as my co-host, you know what I'm saying? She started out as a listener, And then, you know, eventually, you know, felt brave enough and stepped out and got on show. You know,
oh.
I welcome everybody to do that, honestly. I mean, if you have something to talk about, I mean, this is the best circuit to talk about it on. Don't talk about it amongst yourselves. And I'm talking about in your own neighborhood or to your own family, because that's not going nowhere. That's not impacting nobody. It's not doing anything for anybody. It's not making a change.
Yeah.
But this is making an impact. This is making a change. I mean, I got DVDs and stuff that I actually be making of this show. So, I mean, and I give them out, you know, just to promote, you know what I'm saying, me on the radio station.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what makes it hot, though. You know, talking to Veronica Monet, you know, I've never heard of you, you know what I'm saying? But, hell, the internet damn sure has, because I forgot what site I clicked on, and there you was, you know, shaking hands with Bill Maher.
Yeah.
And then I read, you know what I'm saying, the little article, you know, said you fucked up with hard copy, but, yeah, that's... You got to understand, that's the National Enquirer. They don't want real news. they want that old fantasy fictitious shit. Aliens landing in the backyard. You know, that's what they want. They ain't gonna, you know, give the real. But I mean, so out of those shows, you know, which ones did you actually like? Which, I mean, you said that you enjoyed going on.
You know what? My favorite one was the Bill Maher show.
Yeah,
it was, I mean, because it was humorous. Howie Mandel was on there, Charo, John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. We even had Michael Buffer, the guy who says, "Let's get ready to rumble." He was, kicked off the show. It was just a lot of fun, and we taped it in Las Vegas.
He was kicked off the show.
Well, no, he kicked the show off. I mean,
I was like, damn.
You know how Michael Buffer starts all those boxing matches with, "Let's get ready to rumble."
He started
our program that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was just a ton of fun. And there was a big party at Liberace's house afterwards. And so,
ain't he gay?
Yeah, he's gay, but he was dead at the time. I wonder what that's about, man, partying in a dead man's house.
Wow. He can't use it. Potted all the time.
Oh, there's pink marble everywhere.
Pink marble.
Pink marble everywhere.
Pink marble?
Yeah, imported from Italy, no less.
Wow.
So.
I've been to Italy too, and don't, you know. It turned freaky at nighttime. It was beautiful at daytime.
Yeah.
But freaks come out at night times 12.
Really?
Up there, man.
Now I've never been.
Yeah, I went on the I went as part of I don't know, I guess it was the festivities of the day that was going on in the city, because they always have like different cultural events. And they was having a party called Vicenza. No, that's the city it was in. It was in Vicenza. And it was a carnival. It was something carnival. So, I mean, daytime, I got all these kind of pictures. I got some beautiful pictures I took, you know, with different people dressed up in costume. You know, and it was real nice during the daytime. And it was crazy because I felt like I was the foreigner there. Everybody was looking at me like, what is a black man doing in Italy? Because I hadn't seen no black people around.
Are you kidding?
I didn't see no black people around except for the ones that came with us, you know what I'm saying, that I brought on the trip with us.
Whoa.
And I was blown. I was like, damn, ain't no black people. What? But at the same time, I didn't go through the whole, you know, place of Italy. And Vicenza, yeah, it wasn't no black people there. Yeah,
damn.
There were no black people there. So when I was walking around, I mean, more people wanted to take pictures with me. Like, I was a celebrity, and I was like, what the hell? I didn't even know what was going on. It's straight up. I didn't even know what was going on. And next thing you know, I'm taking pictures here, I'm taking pictures there, and just with any and everybody. But when the nighttime hit, oh, man. Man, it's like the costumes got extra weirder. And then, I mean, it was God. I always remember that. I can't never forget it. As we was leaving, and we was all about to get back on the bus and go back, because it's actually 12 hours from Germany, you know, where I was stationed at, 12-hour
right.
drive.
Right.
So when we about to get in, and I mean, it was just, I mean, night is just breaking in. It's lame at night, but it's breaking in. These dudes, it's like the whole atmosphere changed. Like, all those people I met during the daytime was gone and then replaced with, like, second shift or something.
Oh, my.
And, I'll never forget, I don't know if they was Italian, but four white dudes, you know what I'm saying? At the time, I had a weed leaf painted on the side of my face, you know, because the chick was doing finger painting and stuff like that. So I had she painted on my face. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why that called attention, too. But this dude walked up to me and asked me, he said, "Do you have any?" And I'm like, I'm looking at him up and down like, "What the hell? Who the fuck is you?" And I'm like, "Having it what?" He was like, and he pointed at my face. And I'm like, "What the fuck is he talking about?" And because I had totally forgot, you know, I went the whole day with my face painted. I ain't
right,
even.
Right, right.
He was like, and then he opened up, he took out his pocket a purple Easter egg. And he'll tell you how, this is how vivid it was. He took a purple Easter egg out, cracked it open, and it had weed in it.
Oh, my God.
And he says, "Do you have any more of this?" And I was like, "Hell no. Can I get some of that?" He was like, "No, man, I they needed some more." He really wasn't talking English, but, you know, I know how to communicate. Money and drugs is a universal language to speak, and sex.
That's the truth. Don't forget sex.
Yeah, and sex. So, as, you know, do the old finger in the hole. Hey, if they don't know what you're talking about, then you don't need to be dealing with that person.
There you go.
Yeah. But then he had his friend was like, "Well, here, try this." And I was like, "Try what?" Dude had a gallon, like a juice jug. But it had some, like, I don't know what the hell. I don't know if it was kerosene mixed with grape Kool-Aid or something. But that's what it smelled like. Because he took the top. I was like, "Oh, no, you can keep that." And they look fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess that's what they had been drinking. I don't know what it was. I experiment with alcohol every once in a while. But nothing like that, though. You know.
Yeah.
If it's off the shelf, yeah, I'll try that Bombay Sapphire because I ain't never tasted it. But. You know, jungle juice in a jug. Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, I was like, "No, thank you. No, thank you." But then again, I mean, comparing their culture, you know, that's supposed to be the city of love. You know, that's where you get on the gondola boats. You know, I took pictures on the gondola and all that. And that's the city of love and supposed to be the city of passion and all that. But you still do not see motherfuckers walking around with babies. One, two, three babies. You do not see that. It just dumbfounds me how I come back, you know, to the United States. And I mean state for state, not Florida, not Georgia, not Idaho, not Iowa, not California. Every single state has the same pattern. Women with one, two, three, four kids.
Well, you know, go forth and multiply. That's the stamp.
Yeah. And some people take that to the 10th power.
There's twice as many people. Twice as many people on this planet as the year I was born. I was born in 1960. There is now officially twice as many people, and I think that's a scary thing. It's like, you know, come on, we're going to have to start stacking ourselves up on top of each other. This is just ridiculous.
Nah.
Man. And you know, the thing, I'll tell you another thing that really pisses me off is wealthy people paying to be fertile when they're not. You know, they're going to go spend $10,000 so they can have a baby. I'm like, why don't you go down to the orphanage? There are children right now who need loving homes. And if you love children, then you would go adopt. But if all you're going to do is spend $10,000 or more trying to have your own baby, then I'd say you don't love children, you love yourself.
Yeah. And it makes me mad is they wait until they 41, 42, 43. Like, I mean, when the child is born, damn, you're going to be in your 60s trying to raise a baby.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's no, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's see. By the time that child gets, okay, you 42, by the time, yeah, 15 years. So, yeah, 60, you'll be 60 in 15 years.
Yeah.
Trying to raise a 15-year-old.
You know, though, people are, I mean, you know, they're looking pretty good at 60 nowadays, taking better care
of themselves. But that's a strain. I'm just saying that's a strain on the kid. You know what I'm saying? You know, you taking your mom's at your prom or at your graduation, looking like your grandma. Well, at least for a lot of adults here now. A lot of people take care of themselves other places.
Well, you know, here in California, they sure do. It's almost an obsession.
Well, that's because everybody want to be a movie star.
You can't tell the 50-year-olds from the 30-year-olds around here.
Yeah, and that's because that's a good thing though. You know, people have something to look up to, something that they want to be. You know, they strive to be that person, whether it's Dolly Parton, you know what I'm saying, because she's looking hot at her age, or it's Denzel Washington because he's looking good, you know, or you know, just any kind of star. Hell, looking like Veronica Monet because she said she's 49.
Yeah.
and you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to move to California just for that reason. You know what I'm saying? Because people are living up to be something, and
you know,
not just trying to.
I'm not much for, you know, people like doing Botox.
Yeah, I don't do the Botox, right?
The Botox and that stuff is not healthy. But I think they just kicked us off the air there.
Oh, no, we've been off the air.
Oh, we have?
We actually been off the air for over 20 minutes.
I did not realize that. A little voice came out and said, you are now off the host queue.
No, you are all right. We're actually, what this is called is the VIP hour.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, so we normally, and what it is because the show actually stops airing online, so you know, the listeners in the chat room won't hear it, but
right.
It's still being recorded, so I mean, you know.
Cool.
Normally, yeah, so normally we tell everybody to hurry up and call in, and then we hang out, you know what I'm saying, for another hour. That's your VIP hour,
right,
you know what
on.
I'm saying?
Right on.
And that's how we do it, you know.
Right,
that's definitely how we're doing it, so yeah. I'm definitely going to come by your show, though. I want to definitely come by, sit in, and check it out.
Oh, please do. Call in with some questions,
see.
Man.
Oh,
I love it.
You see, I got questions. That's no problem with me. It is no problem with me. I'm definitely open with my sexuality. You know what I'm saying? And it don't bother me at all. I'm that Janet Jackson, anytime, any place type person. You don't like what you see, close your goddamn eyes, and leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, man, I could not believe the way they treated her. It just pissed me off.
And they got all this Britney Spears, all this other shit, all these chicks that blatantly go out, pull their titties out, and put their pussy all on TV. Blatantly.
That was a race thing, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
That was two things. It was her age and her race. So they were knocking her because of the fact that she's not 20, and they were knocking her because she's black. And I think that's a fact.
Yeah, and then she's with Justin, whatever the fuck his name is.
Timberlake.
Yeah, whatever.
Timberlake, yeah.
Okay, fuck him. I don't like him. But he all right.
Because,
he sold out on her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he sold out
on every girl he's with. He's done some really shitty things to Britney, too. The guy is an angry little shit. He's an angry little shit.
To wrap it up like that, you know. Yeah, he's just a person with issues. And I don't. But after that, you know what I'm saying, after that incident happened and they asked him, I mean, come on now. That was too easily. It was a mistake. I ain't mean to pull it off of her like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all you had to say. Yeah, I mean, to go back all hell to the no.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful as her being an icon.
I think so. And he's nothing compared to her, by the way.
nothing is an understatement. I mean, he's not anywhere on the caliber with his music, with his lifestyle, nowhere as an entertainer.
No.
Nowhere.
He's another one of those Disney boy, band, artificial manufactured, he doesn't, not even on the same planet with her. He should be kissing her feet.
Yeah, for real, straight up. I mean, even for that opportunity to be in her presence at that goddamn big-ass moment.
Uh-huh. Well, I agree with you.
You know, that was wild, man. He lost. He ain't never had no cool points with me, but shit. I don't even want to even hear none of your songs. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's just like that. People just disrespect the wrong things. You know what I'm saying? My mama always taught me to respect your elders. You know, regardless of whatever situation, as long as they don't disrespect you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something to be said for that, sweetheart. I gotta call Australia.
Know that.
It's probably too late, but I'm gonna give it a shot anyway. I gotta call talk to National Geographic, so I gotta keep going, but
I don't think so.
You're a ton of fun.
Hey, I am so blessed that you popped up on the show, because I sure enough would have had a bunch of more sex sounds and all that when I had a bunch of shit playing.
Well,
you was gonna come on the show, I was gonna push the button, you gonna be like, ooh, yeah, welcome to the show. And then I was gonna be like, she's here. It's Veronica Monet. She's here. But you know, you messed my whole thing up. But thank you anyways. You know.
Next time, you promise me, man. You gotta lay that kind of talk on me, cause it gets me hot.
Oh yeah. Oh, you like when I talk to you like that, baby.
I get lightheaded. I can't take it.
Don't make me come out the mouth you. I am an expert at what do they call it? Mouth resuscitation? Yes, I'm an expert.
Okay. Because I'm going to need you to revive me.
Oh, yes. I stick that tongue in it, you will wake right back up.
I'll be
Damn, that made him bust in. Damn, Vice, you've been on the line for like 40 minutes.
Now you let me want to come to the phone and I hear that. Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Monet. This is Vice Grip, a.k.a. Blessed Love.
Vice Grip, you caught me on my way out, baby. I got to go, but I'm going to give you all a big wet kiss and a big hug, and I hope you come back, okay?
Hey, I'm going to be checking you out. And we definitely have to link up, you know. We on the same vibe, so
yes, we are.
and I mean, definitely on the same vibe. So I would definitely give you a ring. Now is that your office number you sent me on the email?
Yeah.
Or that's this number right here that you.
If folks are I know you pass this recording around. We're not live right now, but anyway, for anybody who's listening to the recording.
We are live.
Yeah,
so
I got an 800 number.
Okay.
You can call me on. It's 888-903-0050. And if you've got a 415, if you got a 415, that's just between you and me, babe. I'm out of here. Bye,
Thank
baby.
Thank you very much, Miss Monet. Have a beautiful day.
You too, sweetheart.
All right.
Hi.
Can you take that number to Vice Grip?
Yeah, I'm actually have to run the show back, but yeah, I'll get it to you. Yeah. I'll give it to you. Yeah, man. Miss Tasha, you still there? Did she hang up? Tasha. Hello.
Let me door open one more time. I'm not little lady. Is that my open that?
Oh. Hang up. What'd you say now?
What I did? I opened my mouth on all the ladies.
Oh nah. I mean, actually, you know, I didn't know she was gonna come to the show today. I had talked to her probably about 2 weeks ago, and I told her that I wanted to schedule her to come on the show. Her name is Veronica Monet. She's a ex escort. Now sexologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know.
Australia.
Yeah.
She in Australia.
Yeah, she looked nice too. Hell yeah, 49 years old. She looking ooh.
What?
Yeah, I'd do her. I'd take some lessons from her.
Do you have a MySpace?
Yeah, Veronica Monet, M-O-N-E-T, Veronica Monet, that's her MySpace.
So not only, she's on the top front page, right?
No, I mean, this is the first time ever talking to her, period. I mean, I talked to her through emails and stuff.
Oh, so you're finally...
We was just emailing each other, and then she sent me her, you know, MySpace and her other, she got another, website called Sex Without Shame.
But I'm here at MySpace.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I'm saying she ain't even part of MySpace friend yet. I mean, I'm gonna make her one, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. This is what's up. Yeah, man. I think this is my damn 115th episode.
Huh?
Yeah, I think this is my 115th episode. I gotta go back and calculate it up.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what happened yesterday? I don't remember if you hear me. Was talking to a guy. I'm gonna say, can I have some of your music to play on my show? I don't remember if you did hear me say that yesterday in the day when I was talking to you on my show.
Okay, somebody asked you for.
No, he's a guy, Jamaican guy. He's very popular. He's big in the music business. They have a lot of songs out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him. This is the first time I saw him, but I always see his picture on CD and over the place, players. So I'm so glad and excited because I said to myself I would like him to play. He's a good drum player as well. You know, I said to myself I would like to for him to play the drum in the song Cabin About the Remix. So when I see, you know, I was out there in the parking lot at the time, so I was so glad and excited. I said, "Oh, Mike," and wave my hand and go over there to him. And it's like while I was talking to you, like, you know, I was talking to him at the same time, and you know, I tried to get to him, to get to know him. And I said to him, "Look, you know, I would like to get some of his song." You know, tell him I was saying that I'm on the radio. You know, I'm on the radio doing an interview with my friend. You know, I would like to get some of his song. And at the same time, guy, like him, shun me off, like him, walk away, and you know. Walk on and I go on. The most way away, you know. But him, like, my smile still, but him not rinse up and go on, cook in his or nothing like that. But it was kind of, you know. And while, like, about 10 Asians, 12 Asians was standing next door to me, standing there at talk. But at the place where he was at the club, you know, he was going to sing there, which is yesterday, last night. You know, I'm talking, I walk away, and, you know, I'm saying, this is vice grip, you know, you're about vice grip, you know about vice grip, and I'll be like, come in later, man. And then he just walk away and leave. So I'm saying, that wasn't right, you know, for Marcia Ball call him, you know. No, Marcia Ball know him. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marcia Ball know him, because you don't know the Marcia Ball, he back up a lot of the big artists from Jamaica, right? And Marcia Ball backed him up as well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the big artists from Jamaica, Marcia Ball, do backbone vocal for them. So I call up Marcia Ball, and I say, Marcia,
But no, that's you know, Mike Spice. Before you really come out of my mouth, ask me if I talk to him in person. He said, oh, that guy, you go out, he's so big. He's too big for me, man. I say, go on so cockety. He's going so cockety, like he's big and he up there. And I say, oh my God. I say, man, I see the guy yesterday, and, you know, while I was on the show, which smelled so good, and, you know, me, I stopped him. I tell him, say, well, you know, that's how you get to know him. I tell him, say, you know, me on the show, I do an interview and with my friend, DJ smells so good. You know, me never said DJ smells so good, so, but me say, I'm me on the show doing an interview, and I would like to get his song to upload on the station, to play on the station. He was walking up and walk away. And he said, look, a Vice script, listen, you know you about Vice script? Be like, oh, yeah. Come to the show later and walk away. Let me stand in there. While the Asian, they stand up and the sky, the same, they're over there talking, you know. And, you know, that made me feel a way, you know, to know that I put in my own Jamaican, you know, I tried to get to know him and he just walk away like that. And, you know, Marcy about was telling me that, you know, they go on like they're too big, they go on like they're too, you know, top. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. I saw some of the Jamaican artists, they go on like they're too big, you know. And show up myself. So I say, you know, even if I was going to go up there that night, I would change my mind, I would not go up there. You know, that you walk away like that, that was nice. You see what I'm saying? I never forget what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that was selfish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was selfish.
No, Tasha had sent me. She said she had got cut off. That's why she wasn't on the phone. I thought she was still on the phone, but she actually got cut off. Yeah. Damn, that was a welcome surprise there, boy, because I didn't know she was calling in. And we was talking on the phone to my homeboy, I.B. Wise, in Las Vegas, because his mother had a heart attack. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So we called and everybody was just checking on her to see, it, you know what I'm saying, how everything going and how he doing. And then while we was, you know, talking, you know what I'm saying, she jumped in on the line. She popped in like 1 o'clock. And I was like, and we did discuss, you know what I'm saying? She said Wednesday and Thursdays are good days for me. But I didn't know she was actually going to call in because we didn't confirm it, you know? So I was like, well, but you know, that was what's up, man. That was what's up, you know? I appreciate she calling in, and that made me feel a lot better, man.
Where's your state?
Cali, California.
Yeah,
in California right now.
But you know what? You know what, though? I'm just praying to God for my music to really take off good enough. Because you see, a lot of them don't know that really on the internet, and a lot of people on the internet know me and supporting me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see, in your own community, people don't show you no appreciation.
Nope.
You know, people don't show you know, people don't appreciate you in your own community. So it's like you have to go, you know, get out. And that's what I'm going to do. You know. But I have a lot of people over here who support me instead.
Shit, like we trying to show IB, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if the world supports you, it don't matter about your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? If you got support from different people around the world, all you need to do is focus on that support, you know what I'm saying, and get your music out that way.
Right.
You know? And that's it, you know, and unless you want to keep beating your own feet, you know what I'm saying, right there on that same ground, you know, you got to pick them up and start moving, get it moving.
Yeah, and like what happened yesterday, just move away from what happened yesterday. Move away.
Well, I mean, you always—that's the same with old dumbass chick that sent that email. You always just gonna have people do fucked up shit, you know, and always either have an ass on their shoulder and think they better than you, or you know what I'm saying? They just gonna be an asshole, period, and think you ain't good for nothing, you know. That ain't, you know, you ain't supposed to be worried about that. That ain't your focus, man. Your focus is to make good music, people happy, and let the world continue going around at it as it may.
Why they think that way, why they act that way, don't ask me why, because I don't have the time to figure out why they act that way and do things that way. You know, that time I could spend some time creating some good, positive music, you know, racist music, like, I'm so proud to see, no, I'm so proud to see on the top. I'm so proud to see you in the sky. Some of us don't appreciate each other. Some of us don't support our own. Don't forget about Marcus Garvey. Don't forget about Bob Marley. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. How many more names live to mention? Grabbing a barrel to bad mind. Grabbing a barrel to my mind, grabbing a barrel, no more time, grabbing a barrel, it's nine, cause some of us fight against each other, more than we help each other, racism and earth crime, in the barrel, half the crime in the barrel, being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, bad mind. Grabbing a barrel, try to keep on my mind. Grabbing a barrel, no more hate crime. Grabbing a barrel up from 2009. I'm so proud to see you, Jamaica, in the sky. Some of us don't appreciate each other. Some of us don't support our own. Don't forget about Marcus Garvey. Don't forget about Bob Marley. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and many more names live to mention. Grabbing a barrel to bad mind. Grabbing a barrel to keep on my mind. Grabbing a barrel no more it crime. Grabbing a barrel from 2009.
Remix. Yeah.
And the remix that, and the remix that. Trust me. This one always, you see all those, don't really appreciate their horn. You see all those, we don't support their horn. They are going to wake up, they are going to open up their eyes. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to think twice.
God dang. I'm looking at my, not to mean to cut you off, I'm listening and I'm looking at my archive shows, and I have 50 people look at my show. When we did the Sexy Sabota, the Sexy Saturday show, me and Tasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 people done came back and listened to it. Damn. Damn, that's hot. Damn. Wow.
Check my show on film. Check out my show.
What is that? Say what now?
Check out my show. I see if anybody requests me for art. Come back, people.
Oh, what you talking about? Friend request?
Yes. Come and see in the friend request, yes.
You ain't had none yesterday. I normally add them when you do.
Eh?
I said, I add them when you. Well, you do have them, though. So if you ever look on there on your account and you don't see any friends, that, you know, you see a whole bunch of friends and, like, how the hell did I get all these friends? I mean, that's because I, you know what I'm saying, when they make a friend request. Because it's different. It's not like MySpace, you know what I'm saying? You know, these are specific people that signed up to Blog Talk Radio. So, you know.
They like my show, then.
You got No, you ain't got no friend request, but it is messages.
It's our message?
Yeah. That no, it's everybody. They just want you to check out shows, check out my show, check out my show, crap.
How many people?
Three different. I'd be wise, sent you a message, check out my show. Verse the Truth, sent you one, said check out my show. And then the Chopping Block said check out my show. So that's all that was. Remind us to come by and check the show out if you can.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to get up and get some business about myself. Shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when I wash off my car, but it tends to rot.
Oh, yeah.
But between me and my tongue, gonna take off and about that. It's just for the money I don't have right now to remix it. I don't really want to sell my car over there in Jamaica right now. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm going to really need it to drive when I go over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But things is really rough over here, man. Really rough. It's really rough and stressful, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I don't know, but I want to lay down the truck.
Yeah.
But the club is going to take some money, man. Put it together really good, it's going to cost at least $2,000. How much does it cost you to put together and complete?
What you mean? Why it cost you that much? Hell, if you got somebody that know they're doing, it shouldn't cost you that much.
Yeah.
Most I ever paid for a song, I think, was like $200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I done did over about six songs. You know what I'm saying? I got like six or seven songs I done did. And I ain't never paid no more than $200. And that was combined. So I would say I paid $50. My homeboy that did the hook, he paid $50, and then, you know what I'm saying, everybody who participated in the song paid $50. But it didn't come up to no more than $200, and that was with, you know what I'm saying, it coming out sounding clean, you know what I'm saying? Like you can actually go out and sell the song, not like most of these silly behind dudes do, and just put your lyrics with the music, and then don't remaster it, don't clean it up, don't do nothing, and just hand it to the artist and be like, here, man, that's you. You know, but that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. Can't do that. You got to make sure the sound right. The quality is right before you leave that studio. You know what I'm saying? The quality should be right. You shouldn't have to go and put your highs in it, turn the bass down. You shouldn't have to do none of that. All that should be right. You know what I'm saying? When you come out the studio, but.
Set. Mine cost me like about $1,400. The Obama song alone cost me that. The Obama song cost me $1,400. The song coming about the cost me about the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at about $3,000. You see, right now my kids are mother upset with me that I spend money in music and I don't get nothing back from music. But music is what I love, you know. I don't really, I know money will come, but I'm not just investing it, you know, really for a living, see.
Yep.
You know. But if, you know, I mean, if the guy who recommend me to the studio, you know, he have another attitude because I didn't spend more money to get some other guy to put some more instrument to it. He's saying that it sound would come out better.
man, it's a million and one things that you can do to anybody's song, you know what I'm saying? But it's all on how you feel and how you pushing the song that's going to matter. Because in the end, unless they're going to be the ones that's right there, at the first ones at the motherfucking store to buy your single or buy the album out the goddamn mall or music store, then their opinion ain't motherfucking needed. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
And you have an attitude like, is this invest money in the song? If I have an attitude, you just recommend me. I appreciate that to the guy that's to this.
Yeah.
You know? But okay, ever since that day, I've been Marcy about there. You know, he claimed that I should spend some money and spend like $200 more. I could barely, the song, I barely finished paying to do this song. You know?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I'm not working and, you know, a little money. It was barely stretching, man. Barely make it. Barely make it because I was barely sign up with the copyright. Cost me $100. And when I don't sign up, I have $20 less. $20 and something like $1. And the first person that play my music, he said me I have to give him something. I said, boy, I'm going to depend on nothing. I'm broke, you know, I'm going to depend on $120 I have and take it from me. And that's the younger person. Get $1 from me. $1 receives $20. And the person plays the song one time. Play it one time, he continue to call me ask me for money. And he's a singer too, you know, he's an artist too. Long time artist. Long time artist like from down in the 60s, early 60s. You know?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, my seminar tell nobody, say, he ain't take no money from me. You know?
Yeah, I don't know how that go.
But, you know, other people them play, they not charge me nothing, them play. You know?
Well, brother, I got to get off this phone because we about to get hung up on BTR style. You know how that go?
You going to end that show?
I'm finna end the show. I'm finna go to sleep, man. I ain't been to sleep since 7 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like I want to go like a sleep.
Yeah, man, I'm like fucking tired as hell. I was just waiting until that damn show got over with, man. I don't be with that. I like to get rest, you know what I'm saying? I like to rest. I don't be with that, you know, stay up and just keep staying up type. Not me. Got to get some kind of rest. But, I hit you back a little later on, though. You know what I'm saying? When I actually get back up and moving around, I'll hit you up, see what's happening with you.
Okay, that sounds good, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Send me the Impress link, the girl I was talking to.
Yeah. I'm going to send you her links and stuff, too. So, just look out for that.
Send it to my, Gmail.
Alright, okay, it don't matter. I got you.
Yeah, you know, I can't get a cheap computer. I want to get a cheap computer. My friend told me that most of the spend the money on that computer because,
Shit, they had laptops. Well, that's down here in Tampa, but they had laptops on sale for $300.
What? Where that?
Yeah. At CompUSA.
No.
Brand new. Yeah, brand new. I don't know if it's still on sale, but I know that I just seen it, and it was.
You're killing.
Yeah. $300, yep. Brand new.
They don't take, they take, what they call it, what they call it again, where you pay down?
Credit card?
No. We're putting it on layaway.
Oh, layaway?
Did they put on sale on layaway?
Oh, yeah, that I don't know. I ain't even thinking about checking into that. Yeah, I don't even know. Got the eggs, though. About that.
I'm suffering for computer, man. I know that I get a lot of emails, a lot of messages, man. You know, but a few people email me want me to do shows. Yeah, actually, I think, you know, I'm interested in doing shows. I get a lot of that sometimes, you know. Yeah, people email me asking me on the shows. You know, there's a show coming up in New York that, you know, some educational show for the kids. You know. They say Obama kids ain't gonna be there as well. And this would be a big break for me, you know. I need to call the guy, I need to get in touch with the guy, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you confirm, I would like you to come too as well.
Yeah, hey man, I'm working on getting mobile. If I come up with $300, I will be. That's the only reason why I ain't driving right now.
Why?
Because I need $300 to get my title for my van so I can get that bitch on the road.
Okay. Did I get expired?
No, I lost my damn title to the van. It set up so long. And then I finally got it fixed, you know what I'm saying, and got it back on the road. And now I went to go register and forgot to, I don't know what the title is.
What year it is?
88, old school. But that bitch run like it's brand new. Yeah, it run like it's brand new. So whoever, the person, you know, the older people who had it, they took, you know what I'm saying, just good-ass care of it. Yeah, AC work in it. I mean, everything. It's ready to hit the road. I just need to get the title for it and get it registered, and I'll be hitting the road my damn self. So.
Just like my old BMW, 89. It's like clean, it's running good, but when the transmission gets hot, you don't want to change.
Yeah.
So, if anything later.
Yeah, I'll hit you back. That's what's up.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. All right.